You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
You guys hate all my tattoos, don't you?
They're all stupid.
They're not. You guys are horrible.
I don't know what your tattoos.
Yeah, yeah, fucking Missy.
That's true.
Who's got a cock and tits.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm not just a girl.
You're a guy, too.
Guadalajara, isn't that in New York?
You know, one would think that there are sections of Guadalajara in New York, but no, it's not in New York.
Isn't that the name of their airport?
What? He actually got me thinking now, next time I have sex, I gotta clutch my fucking chest and grab
a
fucking,
monitor.
You know, oxygen mask and shit. I should just wear a sleep apnea mask when I'm fucking.
You have my permission to come. I was wondering why I would be first. Your tits on your face. Let the sex begin.
Creepy Clinton.
Yeah, yeah.
Marco's new character.
Creepy
Let me
Clinton.
See them titties.
Oh my god!
Yes, Marco, yes! 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 Yes!
Jersey Jerks.
The fucking Jersey Jerks.
I love the Jersey Jerks.
So prepare to have your brains ripped.
Batman regime, wisdom gang. It's all on the line. Fuck the whole world, that's the Philly state of mind. This for my youngins, they be thugging on the grind. I be frontin' niggas, hangin' out, fuck with nicks and dimes. Bricks on consign, flip every time. Your bum ass at welfare, sitting in a line. I be buying and flipping while you be whining and fitting. So I be dining in kitchens with the finest of women. It's like, oh, hit the tone so fly when I spit it. Welcome at scrap, you be lying to kick it. Shoes off, you soft, I'm getting blue off. She said she on a period and give you blue balls. Like the number two pool ball, you frauds need to stop acting like you pulled off too hard, man. I can't level it out. We're Lucifer, show him what the devil about. I show him about the struggle, show him about the ghetto. Get at him, cause of what he did to Adam from the get go. Let's go, Dub G, be the Sento, sex hoes. I be running trains like Metro, Scepter. Bring the heat back, cause I'm next to stretcher. Check molestia, wetcher. That's some deep shit. When they peep this, they gon' scream that caught Illuminati freak shit. Niggas say what's geek shit, weak shit. I be on my Malibu beach shit. What? Don't burn this on the cheap. This drastic, classic, you gon' wanna keep this. Wisdom, you can teach this. Food for the soul, ain't no way to overeat this. ASAP, flame snap, need to release this. Labels overlook them, and it's obvious that he's pissed. These smiths, phony, get out my present. This is the essence, another wisdom, hip-hop lesson. Pack it up, pack it in, I came to win. Ballin', you be stallin', I be all up in the gym. Homie, beg your pardon, yeah, your wifey is my friend. It's likely that I might be Poppy Chulo of the twins. It should be a 10 when I rap, she go stupid like DB for friends. Dumb like Joey, fuck you, blow me. How you gon' judge me and your ass don't even know me? Wouldn't talk about it if you ain't gon' show me. Homie, your bitch got a mouth like Yoshi. Slurping, swallowing, burping. Think that you flirting, but you putting work in a certain. Nigga, tuck your shirt in. You ain't hustling, you working, pussy. With some gang.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please Skype in. Our name is Jersey Jerks. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Make sure you go to riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks and donate some money.
Nigga, tuck your shirt in.
Don't forget, you can also email us at jerseyjerks@riotcast.com and make sure to download the Riotcast app if you have an iPhone or an iPad. And the TuneIn app if you have a droid. Welcome back, bitches. Did you guys miss me?
No.
Not really.
What's happening?
My headphones are farting.
What was that?
New Year, same problems.
Yeah.
I don't know. Nothing changes here.
Is this 2009 again? Jesus.
All we need is an echo.
Memories.
That can be arranged.
I'm sure.
Merry New Year, everybody.
Merry New Year. Did everybody have a good time off? I, like, barely worked. I only worked, like, 2 days in the past, like, 3 weeks.
Cold on them, cold.
I only had 2 days off in the past 3 weeks.
I know. You've been working, like,
different
slave.
For you, man. You're out there hustling.
Sucks.
It's been crazy. I was very excited to get back to work on Monday.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that weird? I had too much time off.
Sometimes too much time.
She was all excited about getting up at 9:30 every morning, going to work and taking a shit at 10:30.
You know what?
I miss that.
It's changed. Now it's changed.
You shit at 10:15?
No, now I shit at 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so as soon as I get into work.
So what is it? Anal savings time?
But that's it. As soon as I get to work, I take off my coat. I put down my purse and shit. And then
and shit.
And then my purse. I immediately have to go to the bathroom, and I'm like, what?
Wow.
If I ever get stuck in traffic, that's not going to be good.
No, that's not going to be good.
I know. So no. I feel like, how do I rearrange it now?
Wear a diaper.
I'm not wearing a diaper.
Just clench, man.
I don't want to clench.
You have to if you're stuck in traffic. What are you going to do? Pull over to the side of the road?
Won't that make
dump?
Like a mud pie?
A mud pie?
Yeah, like if it'll make it muddy, won't it? I just go when I go. I
10 o'clock
assumed,
on the dot.
I always assumed that if you clenched, you would make it muddy. Like it would get thick or something.
I don't think so. I mean,
no? I don't know.
She's
don't know
driving.
Anything.
Come on, move.
It's time.
I'm late.
See, that's what I mean. It's too close for comfort. 10 o'clock. That's when I get in. But there hasn't been any traffic, so I've been getting in at like 9:45, 9:50. But if there's traffic, I'm gonna be fucked. Is it in my mind?
No. No, it's a, I think it's a legit concern.
It is.
You don't want to shit yourself.
I feel like it would just hurt my stomach if I held it in. What did it do damage? You know, if you hold your pee,
yes.
You damage.
Yes,
I
mean, eventually.
Don't hold it in every time you have to go, but once in a while.
But every
That's
5 days
That's a story
days
of my life.
5 days a week, though, I
That's a story of my life. I have to go to the bathroom. Even pissing, like, in my job, I don't have time.
To go to the bathroom?
Right. Like, I have to, like, literally pull over and pee out the back of the truck or into a cup and then dump it out. Like, I don't have a bathroom I can go to when I'm on the road. If I'm stuck on 95 going back to the airport.
So you don't wash your hands that often either. Do you have hand
sanitizer? Yeah, I have all that stuff, yeah. I have a thing. I actually bought this awesome dispenser. They like it's suction cups inside the back of the truck.
That's nice. Cool.
So I just sit there. It's like
is it
you don't
PRL?
Need water. No, it's that lava stuff,
oh,
that gritty
shit.
But you don't need water. It actually dissolves on its own, kind of like hand sanitizer, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah, but yeah, it's a pain in the fucking balls. Besides, my dick is the cleanest thing in that truck, so I just don't need to. It's not like I'm pissing on my hands. No, seriously, one of the things that we have to like really be worried about, like if for instance, and many guys at my job have done this, we have these mail totes, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know you see them at your job a lot. Yeah. Well, we
They're
line
brown,
them.
Right?
Well, yeah, we have some white ones too. We have some white ones too, but we have to line it with we have these bags in case it's raining or snowing or whatever.
Okay.
We put stuff in the bag so they don't get wet. So we line them with these weather bags, right? And we shit in the tote. I have my own roll of toilet paper and baby wipes in my bag.
What do you do with the bag?
You fucking close.
Light it
I
off.
Wear his hat. The fuck?
You let it go out the window doing 65 miles an hour.
I just hold it out the window when I'm driving down the highway. See which car I can hit. No, I tie it off and I dump it in a dumpster or something behind a building.
Oh. Yeah.
We don't really have a choice. I feel bad for the women that work.
Why?
I got to assume it's a lot harder for a woman. For a guy, you just piss in a cup. For a woman, I mean, they got to cop a squat somewhere.
Yeah.
You know,
it's easy to be outside, though.
Yeah, but not when there's a lot of people around, especially when you don't want to get caught doing it when you work for a big company that you get fired for that.
Do people look like?
Check out that dude's prick. He's peeing.
Oh man, I don't know.
Yeah, it's tough. It is. It's tough, and it's like when right before I finish, you know, my last delivery. I have to make sure, like, I go to the bathroom, like, that way. Like, I have an empty coffee cup. Every day I have coffee.
Okay.
So, at the end of the day, when I finish my coffee, I leave it in the truck. The next day, I use that as my piss cup. You see what I'm saying? And then the next new cup becomes the next day's
You're
piss cup.
You're recycling.
Yeah, and then I throw that piss cup out. You know what I mean? Yeah. But still, it's just it's I have to do it. You have to, because if not, you're fucked.
That fucking blows.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, at the same time, it's like, whatever. What are you going to do? You get used to it after a while. Fucking roughing it.
It becomes second nature.
The only thing I'm worried about is if I have to take a shit. You know, now my body clock is finally adjusted. Now I take a shit at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm good. You know, but.
And you don't have to poop again for the rest of the day?
Normally, yeah. I mean, every once in a while, I'll come home and just drop another log. But
depends on how many lunches he ate.
Yeah. But it's still, you know.
Do you get a lunch break or no?
No. I mean, I could if I worked that late, but I don't. So, there's
you don't
no need.
Give a fuck.
No, I don't. No. I won't eat anyway. I never did because if I do, I'll fucking fall asleep. No, I'm serious. Like, I'll go into a coma and I can't deal with that. You know, I'll just grab another cup of coffee or, you know, whatever, like, you know, a sports drink or something.
Do you snack?
Once in a blue moon, not in the wintertime. In the wintertime, you don't need to. You're fucking freezing. If you bring something, it'll be frozen anyway. Mm. I have a bottle of water in my bag, and it literally froze during
solid
work today.
Shit.
Like, I mean, today it wasn't solid through, but like that you have to crunch it for the ice to break up.
Whoa.
You know what I mean? So I was sitting there. I was like, wow, it was cold today.
Yeah, today sucks.
But, you know, it is what it is. Doesn't matter. It just sucks not having heat.
Did you have to work in the snow?
Dude, you act like we had a blizzard. We had like an inch.
I know, but like
yeah,
everybody was making a fucking humongous
Well, yeah, it sucks driving in it, but at the same time, it only sucks because there's other retards on the fucking
road.
Yeah,
that's what I think, too.
It's the only reason why it sucks.
It took me an hour and a half to get to work that day.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take long to get there. It took forever to finish out my day because coming back was... I saw accident after accident after accident.
So
I was like,
accidents.
I got to keep rerouting and taking back roads going all throughout Philadelphia.
There was a 6-car accident right at the base of the Waltman Bridge going into Philly. So, like, in the Jersey side.
When, today?
No, that day. It snowed. Was it Tuesday?
Okay. It must have been cleared up by the time I got back.
Yeah, it was fucking annoying.
There was, when I was coming home, I think it was that day, there was an accident on 42.
Yeah, I heard about this. That
where
it was stopped.
Yeah, it was completely stopped. I guess a tractor trailer carrying white cylinders or whatever.
Oh, yeah,
they looked like propane cylinders.
Final destination type.
It was. Death. They were all over. There was 3 big cylinders all over the road.
Whoa.
Like they had rolled off the flatbed, I guess.
Oh my god!
And you just saw mashed cars like everywhere. It was like a video game.
Jesus.
It was kind of cool. But it was going towards Philly. I was coming home. So I was watching it because, of course, my side's slow because everyone's got to see it. So it's like, all right, well, everyone else is watching. I can't drive around them. You know, I'll watch it too. So I'm seeing these like cylinders mashed up against the median.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, it looked pretty fucked up. And then you see all the cars waiting to get by. It backed up so far.
I can imagine.
I was like, wow, thank God it wasn't going that direction.
I would have been like, fuck.
Yeah, good luck. There was nowhere. Because if you were in between.
Was it between like 295 and.
It stretched, from what I heard, it stretched all the way from Deptford on 42 all the way to the bridge or right to that point anyway.
Damn.
So if you were stuck in between exits,
what day
you
was
ain't going nowhere. I think
it was
Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Yeah it was
you
Tuesday.
Could only, the only exit is like 295 or Belmore. That's it. Yeah. Everybody was kind of stuck.
Yeah.
That blows. That sucks ass.
The one car looked really fucked up.
Do you think anybody died?
That's what I'm saying. Like it was really fucked up. I would be surprised. If they're not dead, they got to be paralyzed.
Yeah, according to the news, they were in critical.
Oh, shit.
The top of the... It was like one of those crossovers. The top of it was completely pressed down. And I'm like... like, you have to imagine now. You're talking about the seats. You know, like it was pressed down to where it was level with the hood of the car.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the cab part was just whoosh, like a Coke can. And I'm like... Unless they were laying down, I guess the girl giving the blowjob made it okay, but the guy didn't, you know.
She choked on the dude's dick.
Holy shit.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. Yeah, driving's fun in this shit.
Nobody knows how to drive around here.
No.
No. They're scary.
Well, people panic at the sight of snow.
They get very well, then scared. Get off. Then call out. Get off the roads. Right.
Yeah. I agree.
Call Uber.
Yeah, Uber. Yeah,
call
up.
Uber.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, call somebody. Call a cab. Call a fucking shuttle.
Stay the fuck home.
Stay the fuck home. Right. Exactly.
Use a sick day.
Yeah, it's the beginning of the year. Everybody has them.
Yeah, people are fucking stupid, man. They just don't know how to fucking drive. They're just...
Well, yeah, nobody drives the speed limit in the snow. They either drive fucking 25 miles an hour in the 55 or 85.
Yeah.
And the people driving 85 are so frustrated because they've been stuck behind a motherfucker doing 25 miles an hour. It gets so aggravating. That'd like, get off the road.
Yeah. Yeah. What I hate is when the tractor-trailers start deciding they have... You know, rights to everything.
Yeah,
on the
they
road.
Control the road.
Yeah, they line up 3-lane highway. They line up 1, 2, 3, and you're just like, you've got to be shitting me. You've got to be shitting
me. Assholes.
That's when I want to drive alongside one on the shoulder and kind of veer all three off the road. And I'm thinking, I could do this and still live, you know, just to make a point. Like, yeah. They think they own everything, man. It drives me crazy. This morning I was on my way to work. It was early too, and there's nothing but tractor trailers on the road. And they decide they're going to take both lanes. And I'm stuck for 5 miles behind this one that just won't beat the next one over on the right lane. And I'm honking my horn. I have my high beams on. I'm just laying it on. Nothing. And then finally he gets over. So I'm an asshole. And I got to do this to teach him a lesson.
You have to.
Yeah.
I fucking ride up, pull out in front of him, and slam the brakes.
Oh, shit.
And then I gun it. And you see him, like, you just hear.
Oh, yeah.
You hear those big truck tires, like, skipping on the fucking. And then he starts to swerve a little bit. And I'm
Jesus
like, good.
Jesus Christ, you're going to close an accident.
That's fucking right. That's fucking right. So now you know. You never know who's behind you. Get out of the fucking way.
Yeah. I heard a rumor, and I don't know if it's true. That
and if anyone listens and is upset about that or has a loved one that died driving a truck, they should have found a new job.
Oh, my God. So sensitive.
Because I do the same thing for a living, and I'm not a dick.
That, like, tractor trailers aren't allowed to drive in the left lanes, not even to pass.
Technically, they're not supposed to. In most states and most roads, you're not supposed to. But they don't give a fuck. And then they get mad at us when we're like... You know, going slow in the right lane, or if we're riding their ass in the right lane or whatever. They get mad at everybody else. You know, I see YouTube video or Facebook videos of these guys saying, you know, you should respect tractor trailer drivers. Why? They don't respect anybody else. They act like they've – it's like fucking Mad Max out there. It's like Road Warrior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they just do whatever the fuck
they
want.
If they
want
to get in another lane, they just go. They don't even look.
Oh, no. They don't give a fuck.
They just go.
No, they don't give a – especially – think about a guy who's been driving for like 11 hours straight, right? He's like cross country or whatever. At some point, he's probably just fucking frustrated, you know? And instead of just pulling over and taking a break – No, he decides he's going to fucking, you know, rage on the road and just do whatever the fuck he wants, swerve in and out, in and out. It's like, come on, dude. Really? And you know when the lane is coming where it starts to merge into one lane?
Yeah.
They, like, hog up the whole thing so you can't get over. Meanwhile, there's plenty of space for you to go around and actually make it past them, but they won't let you. And it's just like, you're a dick, you know? It becomes like crashing derby at that point.
Fuck them.
Yeah. I'm going to start carrying, like, you ever see those movies, like those spy movies where they have these, like, these things they throw out the car to shoot out of the car and they give people flats? I'm going to start carrying, like, bags of those things, just start tossing them out the window. Have caused blowouts.
Bag of nails.
Hey, it would work on me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know what? That's actually not a bad. I can make my own. Get a couple long nails and stick them through like erasers, those big erasers. Mm-hmm. So that way they're like.
Almost like a homemade pipe bomb without the explosion.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and I don't want FBI knocking down my door. Not allowed to say bomb.
Yo, you're the bomb. I can't say that.
Bomb, 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 bomb. So how was everybody's holiday?
Good. Mine was awesome.
Yeah? Did you see Santa? Did you get to fuck Santa?
I did not fuck Santa.
No.
No. But I saw Santa here that one day.
No, after that.
Mrs. Santa?
No. I saw Santa, though, somewhere. I did see another Santa.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I don't remember where.
Were you good or bad this year?
I was good.
Yeah? Yeah. No shit in your stockings?
No.
That's the only one she shits herself on the way to work.
I got shit in my stockings.
Did you get everything you wanted for Christmas?
I didn't want anything for Christmas. So, oh, yeah. No?
Okay.
This was the year where I did good buying people gifts.
You did?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
So I didn't care about anybody giving me good stuff because I was so fucking happy that I got everybody good shit. Like, I was so excited for every single person I bought a present for to open it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And everyone's like, oh my God.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. I want to ask everybody. Do you find it pleasing to watch loved ones open gifts that you got them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Especially when I put thought into it.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, you get joy from that, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make that point.
Especially
I have a story to tell later.
Especially when, like, I put a lot of thought and effort into it because I didn't have that much money. Because, like, now I'm paying rent and shit.
Right.
So, I put, like, a lot of thought into each gift.
So, would you do, like, buy construction paper and make gifts for everybody?
I didn't make gifts for anybody, no.
Origami?
Yeah.
No,
it's one of those.
No, like were they?
I forget those Chinese love thingies or whatever.
Yeah, and you like
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yeah. 6, 7. Open.
What's
seven.
Your favorite color? Red.
Yeah, yeah.
R-E-D.
Yeah.
And then you do that.
You're a whore. Yeah.
The whole thing. Every answer.
But I did good buying people stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's
I
cool.
was really.
Did you have to buy for a lot of people this year? Or just immediate family?
No, immediate family, like five of my friends. That's about it.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Wow, you have to buy friends gifts? That sucks.
Horrible.
So great being a guy. You don't have to buy your friends anything.
Yeah, can you imagine like, hey, guys, I bought you guys gifts for Christmas. So, faggot.
yeah. Like, what if they gave it to you and you're the one who's like, faggot? What'd you get me a gift for? What do you want to suck my dick?
Yeah, what do you give me a gift for? I'm not going to suck your dick. Come on, get out of here.
I bought a gift for
You tried to pull the balls out of my pants.
I bought a gift for one of my friends that was a boy.
No, I'm saying it.
You're a girl.
Yeah, that's different.
He
I'm saying.
A present too.
Well, yeah, you're
a girl.
Okay, right. Exactly. Ask him if he got his guy friends anything, unless he's a fag.
Well, he is gay.
Oh, well, yeah. Okay.
Jesus Christ. I'm not asking you to suck in my dick.
That was a clip from my house.
Yeah, but I had fun. I feel like I got good stuff, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
My mom bought me a lot of craft and stuff.
Craft and stuff?
Like crafting things.
Okay.
Like things to craft with.
Like witchcraft? Like what are we talking about here?
No, like
the cheese?
Yeah. Like craft.
No, like paint.
Mac and cheese.
And stuff like that. Mac and cheese.
Kraft mac and cheese.
Oh, okay. I was like, couldn't correlate it. I was like, what's happening?
Apparently no one bought you a fucking thesaurus.
Yeah. I don't
she know. Had dollar store macaroni and cheese growing up. Relax. Take it easy on her.
Well, yeah. I mean, SpaghettiOs and Gusher sandwiches.
I love SpaghettiOs. I had SpaghettiOs today.
By the way, I thought of you over the break because I saw somebody made one of these hipster fucking places made a SpaghettiOs pizza.
Oh yeah,
pizza topped with SpaghettiOs.
That to our Facebook too.
And that's probably where I saw
MJA.
It then.
Yeah,
that's it. That's it. MJA. That's right. I'm sorry, I didn't realize that. But I was like, that is fucking disgusting.
It looked bad.
It looked glorious.
It looked like a pizza pie just covered in SpaghettiOs. Just foul.
It's horrible.
Foul.
Why would you use like the cheese? Like use like fucking Big Ziti or something on top and make it good. Why would you use SpaghettiOs?
Well, that's the whole
thing.
It's
so fucking white trash. It's disgusting.
Like, yeah, Little Caesars wouldn't sell that. Pizza. No, not this one. Wrong.
Shut up. I love SpaghettiOs. I don't care.
That's fine. Did you get like a year supply of SpaghettiOs for Christmas?
No.
Par
no.
for the course here with that.
No. I can't even remember stuff that I got.
Yeah, you know, I'm in the same boat. Yeah. I forget too. I just.
I got jewelry, shit like that. Girl stuff.
That's cool. Tampons.
No. No one buys.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Nobody buys girls tampons.
I'm just asking.
Like as a stocking stuffer.
Yeah. No.
As a pussy stuffer.
The pearls, you know, the little tiny ones.
No. You guys are weird.
So funny.
Tampons.
I was just asking. It's a legit question.
I bought myself a new...
Look, I bought you one in black.
Oh, God. I bought myself a
That's
new
purse. That's too small for her.
Come on.
What were you saying, Missy?
I bought myself a new purse to replace the purse that was stolen.
Yeah.
And then that purse was found today, so
Did
I
you return
it? No.
The new one? You're going to keep it?
Yeah. It's the same brand name, but a different style.
Okay.
So
what's
now,
the brand name?
Kmart.
Tyler Rodin.
What?
Tyler Rodin.
Okay. He's like Kmart.
I'm like, no, I don't do Kmart. Thanks, no. Though. Come on, I got more style than that. Are you kidding me?
Dude, Kmart's got the Martha Stewart collection. What are you talking about?
I don't even think they exist anymore around
Who?
Here. Kmart.
Kmart's one in Glenbrook.
Yeah, there's one right up there.
There's
right.
All the ones by me closed down.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Did you mourn?
No, I don't like Kmart.
Candlelight vigil.
Kmart's ghetto.
Half of the mead went up there.
What's that?
Half of the mead went up there and made signs and
the
mead.
That's like the new name. It's like this TV show for the mead. Welcome
to
the
call,
mead.
We used to call it that when we were younger.
Ah, oh, so
they all hitched their trailers and drove over. They had a die-in.
Oh, God.
The mead.
Did you guys all have a good Christmas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on call the whole time, so it wasn't as much fun as
I'd like it to be. Did you have to work Christmas Day?
I worked Christmas night, but I was on call Christmas Eve to Christmas morning, so I had a gap of like 12 hours where I wasn't working or on call.
Okay.
But yeah, like Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, my whole family gets fucking drunk, and I'm just sitting there like, ugh.
That sucks. Yeah.
That does suck.
I was drunk a lot.
What a shocker.
Yeah. I went on a mission on the Saturday after Christmas.
Missionary?
No.
I went on a missionary.
Kind of mission.
To find Mad Elf. It's a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And I couldn't find it anywhere. And then
is it
somebody
a
Wigger that,
beer? Like Mad Elf?
No, it's made by Troogs. So.
Yo, that's mad good, yo.
No.
You got Mad Elf.
Mad Elf is so good. It's like a honey and cherry beer. But it's 11% alcohol per...
Oh, it's pretty strong.
Huh? It's really strong. And it's $24 for a six-pack.
It sounds like, a hipster beer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no hipster beer is $24 for a six-pack.
Some are.
Really?
Some are $17 just for one. A beer that I like is $17, and it's just for one.
So hipster doofuses is what you're saying.
Well, sometimes beer is expensive. Sometimes it's cheap. Mm. But
I don't need that specialty beer.
It's good.
I don't want fruit in my beer.
I agree.
Cherry and...
I agree.
I
mean,
get
like
the fuck
fruit.
Out. I want beer.
I agree.
I like fruit in my beer. I'm a girl, though, so I feel like that's acceptable.
Right.
But a guy that I work with said on air, like, yeah, does anybody know where Mad Elf is? And he got a shitload of responses, so I was, like, going to all the places that he was saying. Nobody had it. But he ended up getting some, and he gave me some.
Yeah?
Yeah, so I was excited.
That's cool.
I mean, so I still have four left.
You drank
I
two.
I drank two on New Year's Eve before I went out. I drank two. I was shit-faced. I don't even remember a lot of New Year's Eve. But it was a fun time.
Yeah, it was a fun time. It's good. Your asshole hurt, didn't I say?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun. But it was a good holiday. But by Monday, I was burnt out. I wanted to go back to work. By Sunday, I was burnt out.
I was just exhausted. I couldn't even really enjoy the holiday. I was just exhausted the whole time.
Did you work so much?
Yeah, I mean, like, I couldn't stay up. Like, I was just exhausted. My eyes would start closing, like, midday. I'm like, huh? You know, like, I couldn't deal with it. It was brutal. I have an interesting story. Christmas
story
Eve. So, my girl comes over. We have Italians do this tradition.
Seven fishes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So we do it on Christmas Eve every year, just like the tradition. Now, we've laxed a little bit on what's fish.
What's as far that mean?
Meaning, like, technically,
like
the
fish sticks?
No, no. Fish technically,
it's a white.
That's the no, I trailer, hate fish
Italian
sticks.
Trailers.
Don't even say I hate fish sticks.
No, you're supposed to literally have seven fishes.
Yeah.
Okay, but we instead of having seven actual fishes, we'll do like we have like salmon, tilapia, flounder, and but then we'll have like lobster. Shrimp.
Cool.
You know, we'll have like
bacala.
No, bacala. I won't fucking eat that shit.
That's nasty, right?
It's cod,
like
dude,
lobster, crab, shit like that.
Well, not that sophisticated. That's too much work. Plus, there's no good ones in season at that
yeah,
late
that's
in the
true.
Year. But no, what do you call them?
Clams?
No, the little white. Well, them too. Stuffed clams. The little white things. The
scallops.
Scallops. Thank you.
Noms.
Bacon wrap scallops, you know, shit like that.
Where
right?
was this? At your house?
It was my parents, yeah.
Why didn't you invite me?
Because you're no one wants you around. So, you know, anyway, it's, you know, we're all there, we're eating, you know, having a good time, wine is flowing. Now, you know, I'm exhausted. I worked, I think it was like a 13 and a half hour day that day, and I could barely keep my eyes open. So I was like, I can't drink anything. If I drink any alcohol, I will pass out.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not from being drunk, just from being tired. Well, so anyway, my girlfriend decides this is the day she's going to drink more than what she weighs in
boy.
Wine. Now, that wasn't the problem. I get a little bent sometimes when she drinks a little too much because yeah, basically. Yeah. So it's but didn't matter because she was just, you know, hanging out with my mom, talking, this and that. And I remember I went to go get ice from the ice machine because I was gonna have a little bit of soda, right? And you know how when you hit the ice machine sometimes ice comes flying out and it goes all over the place?
Yeah.
Well, I couldn't find one of the ice cubes. So she's sitting at the dinner table pointing like it's right there, right? And I'm like, where? I'm looking down, right there. And I'm like, where? And it just goes back and forth. It's like, who's on third, right? So I'm sitting there and I'm like, where? She's like, under the stove. I'm like, well, it's under the stove. What
yeah,
the fuck?
I'm like,
get down on all fours to get a fucking ice cube?
It
it's going to melt. Someone's going to fall. I'm like, who puts their feet under the stove? I said, why don't you come over here and get it yourself since you're a midget and you can reach without bending down. Now, I said that. It was in her eyes. I said, you should fucking die. Because she was livid. Now, I didn't know this, right? I had no idea she was upset because I was just like, what's the big deal? You know what I mean? Not to mention that there's like a runner carpet in front of it. So even if it did melt,
right.
Which it would,
yeah.
It would never get past the carpet. No one's going to walk that close.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Is there even room for a foot?
No. Not unless you're a fucking bug, you know? So
what about the cats? Would they have been safe?
They wouldn't have even touched it. They would have had to literally stick their paw under the stove to get a little water, right? But anyway, for her, it was like, you know, it was like parking in the middle of a highway, right? So she went nuts, right? But anyway, so I said that to her, and I didn't say anything else. Well, I didn't know, but at that point, I had set a fire in her brain because at this point, she decided she wants to fucking kill me.
Cool.
But I didn't know this because she's still talking, hanging out with my mom. Now, I went, you know, did my own thing, whatever. I went outside to smoke a cigarette. I come back in, and my dad is walking into the garage. I think he was getting vodka or something. I don't know, something. This was like 10 o'clock, 10:30. It wasn't even that late. Well, we also have our water bottles in there too. So my girl's stumbling her way to get a water bottle, almost falls flat on her face. And she has this look on her face like
murder, death, kill.
Right, exactly. So my dad's looking at her like, is she all right? You know what I mean? She almost walks face first into a door, and it wasn't dark. Like, that's how lit up she was.
Awesome.
And I think it hit her the moment she stood up.
Oh, yeah.
Because I didn't notice anything when she was sitting down. So, and she must have like five huge glasses of wine. And, you know, she's small. She's not, you know, she's not a basketball player.
That's like over a bottle.
Yeah. She easy. Definitely polished off a bottle on Jesus. her. That's four glasses is a bottle of wine. So, but those are glasses are filled to here, not to the very, very top. Mm-hmm. So, you know, anyway, she's fucking obliterated. Okay. Now she's looking at me. I was like, what's your problem? Right?
You're just going to, like, shovel that fuel in there.
Well, no. I was like, what's wrong? You know? She's like, just give me that, I smell shit look. Like, evil cross-eyed stare she was giving me, right? And I was like, what? It's like breathing heavy. I was like, what the fuck?
Like, I don't even want to talk to you.
Didn't say a word to me, right? Okay. Now she decides she's going to walk upstairs. Meanwhile, she didn't even realize she left my mom at the table hanging. She decides to walk her ass upstairs and call it a night, right? So I'm like,
you're like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So I go upstairs because I was like, I gotta fucking see what's going on here. Right? I walk in the room. She's getting undressed. She can barely stand up. She's like, leaning on stuff and kind of sliding, right? And I'm like, are you all right? She's like, how can you say those things to me? Like, just starts laying into me, right? Like, you fucking jerk off. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Because I'm not putting two and two together.
Yeah.
Because what I said, I didn't say it like, you know.
Like, bitch, get down and get the
Right. I was just like,
you
well.
Small ass.
Right. Person. Well, I forgot that she has a Napoleon complex because she's only 5 foot. So once she drinks, she acts like she's 7'2". You know, she's Shaq, right? So she goes, talk to me like that in front of your family. Like, I was like, nobody was even paying attention, by the way. Nobody cares to hear anything I say, so it doesn't matter. My dad was washing dishes when I said it. And and I was like, you know what? You're fucking hammered. And she's like, fuck you. And I was like, you're fucking drunk. You know, at that point, I was like, you're fucking drunk. You know, yeah. I figured, well, fuck it. I'm getting shit flinged at me at this point. I might as well fling some back. Now, this is the funny. I got to paint this picture. So she's sitting there. She's in her underwear. And she's ready to walk out of my room to the bathroom. And she's like basically threatening me. And I was like, you know what? I was like, you're a fucking mess. You need to calm the fuck down. No, you know what? You know what?
You know what?
Yeah, yeah. You know what? And she's starting to spin a little. Like, she's actually spinning away from me. She's saying, you know what? You know what? And I was like, look at you. I was like, you're a fucking mess. Your ass is out. Like, what's going on? She, yeah, that's right. Remember this ass. You remember it. I was like, oh, yeah? I was like, I tell you what. You want to act like that? Go home. That's what I said. I was like, go home. She, Like, that's exactly, it was like that. She gets into bed, passed out, right?
I'm sure.
So at this point, I'm like, you know what? I got to go downstairs, help clean up a little bit, you know. I come back upstairs. Now, our tradition is me and her, we'll open one gift on Christmas Eve and the rest Christmas morning, right? And we didn't do it this year, obviously, because, yeah. You know, it was a fucking
drunk.
Right. Well, it was a battle. So I come upstairs, and I have my gifts that I got her kind of like stacked with a ribbon, deck to the nines, right? I noticed there's one missing. So I'm like, what the? Now I'm not thinking about anything she may have done. I'm thinking, oh shit, wait a minute.
Did I forget the?
I'm just tired. You know, I could barely connect, you know, thought words together. Like I'm really out of it. And I'm like, did I not put that one on there? And by the way, it's one of those laptop tablets, ones with the keyboard clicks onto it, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So I'm like, you know, that's the best gift out of all of them. You know, I was just like, well, where is it? You know,
yeah.
I'm looking around. I'm looking under the bed. I'm looking in the closet. I'm looking in the bathroom. I go downstairs. I look in the garage. I look in the car. Now, I know that the night before I had wrapped it myself. So I know it was in the room. I never took it out. Nobody would have taken it. Right. So I'm looking around. I'm waking her up. Yo. Get up. She's like, now you know what happens when you're drunk and you fall asleep. To wake up after that is almost an impossibility.
So impossible.
You become like a zombie. You're just like, wah, 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 wah. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, hey, Hey, I'm yelling at her. Yo, what did you do with the fucking present? Right? And she's like, and then she rolls over. And I'm like, don't you fucking roll over. I was like, I'm talking to you. I'm like, where is the fucking present? Like nothing. I can't get nothing now. So now I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck happened? She has this big pink duffel bag she brings, like her weekend bag. I unzip it. It's in there.
Like she was stealing it.
Right. She unwrapped it. She put it in her bag.
Where'd she put the wrapping paper?
In the
was
bag?
It in the bag also?
No. It was in the little. I have a little trash can, okay. But it's got like a Wawa bag lined in there. Mm-hmm. She threw it in there. I didn't even think to look for the trash.
So she just decided to unwrap.
She didn't take it out of the box. It was still in the box, but it was like tucked away nicely in her pink overnight bag. And I was like,
I'm stealing this shit.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? So now I'm angry. Right? Yeah. So I'm like Hulk smash on the bed until she wakes up. Like boom, yo. Right?
She's like, what? Did your parents hear this fight, by the way?
No. She's like, yo. I'm like, yo. She's like, what? I'm like, why the fuck did you open a present? I already knew what it was anyway. She like rolls over and goes back to sleep. And I'm like, you know what? This is fucking bullshit. I was like, you know, this is why I fucking hate Christmas. I was like, I can't even enjoy Christmas with you. I was like, you're the fucking Grinch, not me. I was fine until you did this shit. I was like real nice. And now I'm yelling at her. She has no idea. She's sleeping. But I have to vent now. I have nothing, you know. So anyway. At some point, I finally calmed the fuck down. I went downstairs and I started to drink. I calmed the fuck down. I went upstairs, got into bed. She is out. I mean, she might as well be a fucking bearskin rug.
She bag her while she's sleeping?
No. No, dude, I wanted to fucking throw her out the window. You know? Because she's so little, but she likes to fucking take up the whole bed. She figures if she can do snow angels in the bed, that's the perfect spot for her. Now, I'm on the edge, and I'm just like pushing her, right? I'm laying there wide-eyed now. Now, remember, I was tired. I was exhausted, but now I'm angry. Barely slept Christmas Eve. Barely. Woke up way before she did, and I'm still wide-eyed, but they're bloodshot now. It's like a cartoon.
Yeah, it sounds like
what happens next? She rolls over, puts her arms around. Merry Christmas. You go fuck yourself. Fuck you. Dude, I went ape shit. I was like, fuck Christmas and fuck you too. She's like, what happened? Like, what? What do you mean what happened? I was like,
did you remember any of it?
I was like, I got a gift for you. Here's a fucking bus ticket. Go to AA because you're a fucking alcoholic. How the fuck do you not remember what happened last night? She's like, what are you talking about? Not a fucking.
She doesn't remember the ice cream incident?
I think she's full shit. I think she's full. That she remembers. Being mad
she
about that.
She remembers being disrespected by you.
Yeah. She doesn't remember anything after
doesn't
that.
Remember opening the gift?
No.
That sucks.
No. So once she figured it out, she felt bad about it. I was like, yeah, whatever. Oh, yeah, I don't give a fuck. I was like, you know what? Don't even open the other ones. Just take them the fuck home. Like, I don't even want you to open them here. Get out. Like, I just wanted her gone at that point. I was like, fuck Christmas. Yeah.
That's great.
She's like, I'm sorry. And I was like, you have no idea how you are. Because she was like going to fall on her face right in front of my dad. Like it was, she embarrassed herself. You know, yeah. I had nothing to do with it. I wasn't forcing her to drink. She doesn't need to be.
No, but I mean, people embarrass themselves.
I understand that. But now that she knew how she was, now
that's
she's
embarrassed.
Yeah, now she's embarrassed. Yeah.
She's
now like,
she's
going to
make up for it.
Now she's got to do the walk of shame. You know what I mean? On Christmas morning, like, oh boy.
She'd be like, who wants breakfast?
Yeah, right. So it was just like that next morning, I was just
awkward.
You know what's funny too?
She
like,
doesn't even have you to have her back.
Nah.
She's just alone.
No, I was like, you know what? I'm over this day. Mm-hmm. I want this day to end. Fuck Christmas. Like, I always bitch and complain about Christmas and I hate the shopping and whatever. But I was just like, once Christmas Day happens, you know, you just deal with it. Like, there's no need to be evil about it. But because of what happened, I was so angry at how it went down. I was just like, you know what?
You know what you should have done with that gift? You should have rewrapped it and then run out to the store and buy every thing of tape that they have, not scotch tape, I'm talking like masking tape, duct tape,
packing
and
tape.
Fucking wrap that shit so she needs a fucking sword to open it up. And she wouldn't have got that shit open until February.
You know what? I would have done you one better. I would have took it back. I would have unwrapped it, took it back. Receipt, take it back.
Well, that's hilarious.
This is my question to you.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just understand that she was drunk? Why'd you take it so personal?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm not going to lie to you. Okay. I'm going to tell you the honest truth. When I saw that it was in her bag, I was kind of heartbroken. I was heartbroken because I wanted to see the look on her face when she opened it. And she took that from me, and I was like,
how did she know what it was, though?
She knew that she was getting it. I was trying to – I wanted her to pick the one she wanted. Like, I wanted her to get what she wanted.
Right.
You know? And except the little twist was I got her a signature edition, which it's all red.
Cool.
And she loves red. So she thought she was just getting the plain black or silver one, whatever the plain one is. So I got her the red one where everything's red, the keyboard, the tablet, cool. Right. So that's why she didn't know that. I wanted to see the surprise on her face.
Gotcha.
Gone.
Wow. Yeah, I'd be pissed.
And that was the money gift. Like everything. Like I got her a brand new coffee maker because her Keurig is a piece of shit.
Yeah.
And she didn't want it anymore. So I got her a real good coffee maker. And I got her like a bunch of UGG type boots, like different styles or whatever, and some other shit.
How many?
Like two pairs.
Okay.
Yeah. And some other shit. But the real. That was the one I wanted to see the expression.
Oh, that sucks.
Right. So when she took that away from me, that's why I went into Grinch mode. I was like,
you put
fuck Christmas.
So much thought.
That's to me. That's the whole point of Christmas.
Absolutely.
Is to watch the joy. That's why I asked you earlier.
Yeah.
Do you find joy in watching loved ones open gifts?
Absolutely.
When she did that, I was like, fuck you.
Did she remember opening the gift?
No, not really.
So then
I had to keep. Like, I showed her where, like, she opened her bag. I said, open your bag. She opened her bag and saw, and she's like, she didn't even remember, like, it, let alone putting it in there. She's looking at it. She's like, oh, my God.
So you got to see her expression?
Oh, my God wasn't, this is awesome.
I'm
an asshole. Right, like. Yeah. And at that point, I didn't care. I was just like, fuck you. I walked out the door.
Yeah, I bet you love it. Fuck you.
Yeah,
I'm taking it back.
Right, exactly. Like, I had a real big fuck you attitude the whole time.
Did it go away ever on Christmas?
Well, she had to leave at some point. So once she left, it went away. Like, she had to go and visit with her family. And because I had to go to work early the next morning, I didn't really have any time to go. I had to wake up early again to go to work the following morning. I couldn't go over there because I had to go to bed like 8 o'clock. I couldn't even watch like the Thanksgiving Day games because I had to be up at 1:30 in the morning.
Fuck.
Yeah. So I didn't enjoy that day at all, but I was glad that it was short for me because, I had to go to bed early because of work and whatnot. But yeah, I couldn't go.
Did you guys fight the whole entire time on
Christmas? Well, she didn't fight on Christmas. I did. I basically gave her the cold shoulder because I was just like, yeah, don't touch me. You know, like I was like a bitch.
How long did you guys?
Oh, no, no. It wasn't like no one. It's not that I didn't talk to her or anything like that. It's just she knew I was visibly upset.
Okay.
And it took a couple days for me to come around.
Yeah, she took that from you. You were on your way to being like the good Grinch who goes back to Whoville. And
yeah, yeah.
Now she brought you back to
kicked the little girl in the fucking nose.
No, you were restoring Christmas now. You were the good Grinch. Now
that's the only part that I was ready for, to see my family open gifts and,
Yeah, it seemed like you were real happy with everything that you bought everybody.
I was, and I did a good job because I didn't wait till the last minute. I got my shopping done pretty much on time. So, I was like, yeah, I finally did something right. You know what I mean? And then that happened. I was really pissed off. I was just fucking pissed. I'm like, you know what?
You're gonna have this good ammunition for a long time.
Well, I mean, it's done now.
Oh, what are you going to do?
It's such a great joke, though.
It's a great story. Yeah, it turned out to be a great story. Like, I told her Christmas Day. I was like, oh, and by the way, the world is going to know about this shit. She was terrified.
You should have put a fucking password on it so she couldn't use it.
I did set it up for it too. Before,
you should have put like, a fucking password on it and like, no, you don't get the password.
Well,
until
no,
you
see,
make up for this,
like,
you don't
see, that's the thing though. I think people would be, she would be more guilt. She'd feel more guilt if I just acted like, yeah, whatever, do whatever you want, instead of holding things from her, because then they get resentment. But if you just let them, you know, they're just like, wow, I don't deserve this.
Yeah,
which she would never say. But
she would say, my ass deserves that.
Oh,
damn,
dude,
right.
You should have seen that. She was like almost falling over, like, yeah, remember this ass. I was like pointing at it, and I was like,
stop acting like you're anus. That's your treasure.
And I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, well, I'll tell you what, gum. You know, it's just like, look, man, I can fight with the best of them, you know? And if you come at me drunk and I'm sober, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You know what I mean? I'm going to run circles around you in that sense. It's forget it. So the next morning when she rolled over and put her arm around me, Merry Christmas. I was like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, and I knew that was going to happen. I knew it. And I was like, new rule, Christmas Eve, you're not allowed to drink. Either that or I got to hide the presents in a safe. I mean, it was disappointing. I mean, she really did break my heart. I was like, wow, you fucking bitch. Like, that's what I was thinking. Like,
fucking bitch.
Yeah, like, I was just really pissed off. And then, you know, it was just, thank God. I mean, in a sense, thank God I had a lot. I had to work a lot around those days. Mm. Because I forgot about it. You know, I was so busy. And then when I come home, I just go right to bed. I was just exhausted. So I didn't really have time to, like, stew over it and,
that's good.
You know, hold a grudge. I was just like, whatever. You know, at some point, it's like, it's over. But, yeah, man, it was like, I don't like, talk about stealing thunder, man. Like, just, that was so fucking cruel. And it's a shame, too, because after that, like, I didn't even see her open the rest of them. I pretty much walked out of the room. I was like, yeah, I'm going to have a cigarette. Like, you know what I mean? I was like, just open. Yeah, I purposely did that.
I'm surprised she didn't wait.
No, but she waited for me to open mine. I wasn't going to open them. I was like, yeah, I don't feel like it. You know? Like, I was like, I don't feel like it. She's like, no, come on, open them. And she's like taking my hand and putting it on the paper and trying to rip it open with my...
Oh, my God, like, you're being a baby.
No, I was just like, I don't feel like doing it. I was like, I want to go downstairs. I need coffee. Oh. You know? And then finally, I started opening, but no matter how good the gift was, I was just like, hey, awesome. Like, I was purposely being a dick at that point. I was in full dick mode.
And she kept her composure and stayed
patient.
Well,
yeah, because she knew she fucked up.
I would flip out.
No, see, that's the thing. When I explained to her what had happened that she didn't remember, like her basically nearly breaking her own neck trying to walk and doing that. See, the thing that terrified her was that she was like that in front of my parents.
Did they notice?
Yeah. My dad was like, is she okay? Is she getting sick? Everybody was asking, is she getting sick? I'm like, no, she's out cold. Like, they thought she was going to drown in the toilet. Like, you know what I mean? They had no idea what was going on because she left without telling anybody. Yeah. She just disappeared. Poof. You know what I mean? So it just, you know, everyone was concerned. Like, is she going to be okay? And I'm like, yeah, she's fine. You know, it was my dad must have told my mom. She almost fell on her face, you know, trying to get into the garage, you know. And
has she seen her since?
But when But when I told her that, she was just like, you know, she wanted to like jump out the window and go home. Like, she didn't want to go, you know, because that's not how she wants to be perceived. And I understand. But at that point, I could do no wrong. I could say whatever the fuck I want. She realized what had happened the night before, how it went down, how I felt about it, and that she was out of line. You know, what I said did not constitute all that behavior. What I said in the kitchen about the ice cube, that did not deserve what I got after that up until the next morning. It just didn't.
Nah.
You know, if I said, listen, you lousy cunt, you come down here and you get this fucking ice cube, I'm going to ram it up your fucking ass. That's a different story. Then I lose that one, you know? But what I said, she took it wrong because
she was drunk.
Right. So how do you blame me? You know what I mean? So then it turned into what it turned into, and I did not deserve that at all. And, you know, it is what it is. Because she has a Napoleon complex.
Fuck you, you midget.
She took it the wrong way and, you know, shat on me over the whole thing.
Yeah.
And that's what, you know, so of course there was nothing she could say except sorry over and over again. And
yeah, but still, if you were being a prick just to be a prick, then that's another thing.
It's called medicine.
I guess.
I wasn't like saying your gifts suck.
I know.
I was just like, that's cool.
Were you like kind of cracking smiles like no. she could tell you were like stone faced?
I was no, man. When I get something in my head, it's hard to fucking change me.
Yeah,
it's hard. Like, especially like for me, I need a cool down period. With her around, I can't cool down.
Right.
Because I'm just waiting for her to say or do something else
to
set
just
me
add
off.
To it.
Right. So I need some separation to cool the fuck down. And until she left, I couldn't. I was tense. I was just like, you know, I'm reluctantly opening gifts. And it's just like, mm-hmm.
Why don't you guys just wait and do it another day then?
Well, because with my schedule, I didn't know what other day we could have done it. You know, I had to work every fucking day, including Sundays.
Plus, she probably thought, oh, opening the gifts will cheer him up.
That's what I would have thought, too.
Only
yeah,
a moron.
You're a stupid girl.
I was going to say, only a moron would think right. that, yeah.
Well, I mean, if she, I obviously don't
it
know
works
you
on
that
fucking
well.
Toddlers, but it doesn't work on 40-year-old
sure
men.
Does, yeah.
Well, that's what I mean. I don't know you that well. So, but I feel like she does.
But you know that I'm an adult.
Yeah, but still.
Right. An old adult, not a young adult.
Yeah.
You know he's a guy, right?
Yeah.
And you know I'm a stubborn, fat fuck that once I get into my groove, there's no getting me out. So, and she knows that too. But, you know, I guess the moron in her head was just like, oh, shiny, happy people, you know, open gifts. You know what I mean? Like, it's the ADD, I think.
Probably.
Yeah. So, that's what happened. And that's not what happened at the same time. I was not happy. I was just like, oh, yeah, this is great. Like, I was being condescending as all hell.
I fucking hate that.
You know, like, oh, my God, this
only
is awesome. Plop, put it down.
I would have lost
open
my
the other one.
Shit on you.
Plop, put it. Well, you know why I did what I did? I wasn't going to give her what she took from me. Think about that.
Yep.
Think about that. Why does she get the joy of Christmas
because,
and it stole it from me?
Because two wrongs always make a right.
Well, I'll tell you what two wrongs did. It made her learn her fucking lesson, and that's the point.
What's the lesson?
The lesson is don't act a fool and be a dick on a holiday you know the other person you're with isn't already a big fan of.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You want
to
make
think that she
listen,
set out
Missy,
to
if
be
you're
a dick
if
though.
You're my if you're my girlfriend and you hated Christmas and I knew you hated Christmas, I would do everything I could to at least try to get you to not love it, but kind of
be okay
someone be in the spirit of it, you know, and enjoy it somewhat, or at least enjoy it with me, right?
Right.
But if I'm going to be a dick and ruin it, something you already fucking dread, aren't you going to hate it more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe that's why she drank so much. She was like, oh.
No. I did nothing.
Fuck.
I did. But see, that whole thing that happened after the drinking. Before the drinking, I said to you earlier when I started this story, we were all having dinner, having a good time, having a lot of laughs.
Okay.
It was like everybody was, you know, me, my brother, her, my parents.
So she just got caught up in the spirit of it and drank too much. She wasn't like,
hold on.
Shot.
Well, that almost happened too. I think there was some apple pie moonshine involved.
Nice.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. So
that's good stuff.
But I don't blame her so much for, I mean, I don't have to tell her to drink. She'll drink as much as she wants.
Right.
She thinks she can drink as much as she wants and be okay.
Well, that's not true.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The other thing that bothers me is it's also my mother's fault too, because my mom's the kind of person that'll keep pouring the wine, because my mother's an alcoholic.
Okay,
so
have it another glass
because she's a fucking round wino.
Okay,
she's got to turn my
wine is stronger than like beer and stuff.
No
like
fucking
yeah,
shit.
Of course it is.
No shit.
I feel like wine or women don't understand that, or they don't make the connection.
Yeah, everybody has a liquor that they shouldn't drink because it turns them into an asshole. For my girlfriend, it's wine, and unfortunately, that's her favorite
tequila.
Drink. So I have to deal with that asshole all the time. You know what I mean? So, and when I say that, I mean the wine part of her.
Right.
And you know, that between them two talking and stuff, because at some point we all have to get up from the table. You can't sit there for six fucking hours. You know, you got to stretch out.
Yeah.
Me and my dad went out. He smoked a cigar. I smoked a cigarette. My brother came out. We were bullshitting. You know, remember, it wasn't that cold like it is now.
No, it was nice. So you on could, Christmas
right.
Eve.
So you could go out. It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah, it was like 60 degrees.
Something like that, right. So the girls were inside, you know, drinking it up, laughing it up, whatever.
Awesome, good time.
Yeah, you know, my mom needs some female companionship anyway, so I gave it to her, you know.
That's
great. Merry Christmas, bitch. You know. So it's just like whatever. But you know, the outcome, what happened after that, at the end of the night, the next day, I mean, that was just like, there was no way I was going to sit there and cave and let her have her moment when she took mine.
Okay,
just it's not right. It's not right. And if I have control, some sort of control, to make things right in my own mind, like, to me, the right thing to do was to not give her satisfaction about the gifts that I opened.
Hmm.
You know, that made me get over it a lot quicker. Now, if I gave her the satisfaction of being happy and whatever, I would have held a grudge even up until now, probably. Hmm. So I was just like, I got to get over
this. Well, it's good that you're that self-aware, that you know yourself.
Yeah, of course I know myself. I know myself very well.
I would not do the same thing that you did.
Probably not. Yeah. I don't think – I honestly believe that a lot of people probably wouldn't.
Yeah. You know? I mean, obviously, all three of y'all would, but
– Well, I don't know. Would you guys have done the same thing?
I mean, they seem to really understand where you're coming from.
I think you all understand what I'm coming from.
It's tough to say without being put in that situation.
There you go.
But I think I would.
Yeah.
You have, I feel to be like some,
you have to be
would.
Some sort of asshole.
Yeah, you know, I mean,
you have to give it
and
back.
She got me some good shit this year.
Honestly,
good,
the worst good part about my Christmas is my little brother travels a lot for his job.
Right.
So I got him a pair of Beats headphones for Christmas.
Right.
Yeah, and it turned out that's exactly what he wanted.
Okay.
Unfortunately, he spent Christmas Day at his father's house and didn't get to where we were until after I had already left for work. So I didn't get to see him open the gift. And it was like the best gift I got for Christmas.
Right.
You know? So that sucked. I see exactly where you're coming from.
Right.
But
you have a legitimate...
Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like I'm mad at him.
No. But you're upset that you
exactly.
went there for the moment.
So I can see where you're coming from with this.
Right.
I don't know that I would have... I probably would have opened every fucking gift that she got me the night before while she was sleeping.
See, I was going to That's do that,
idea.
But I was like...
Look,
see, I knew which was the wrong thing to do, and for me, I knew which was the wrong thing to do and the right thing to do. If I had done that and opened every gift, because I was even going to open the gifts I got her too, and I was going to take like the shoes out of the boxes and just throw them everywhere, like, you know, like I was going to do that. It did cross my mind, but I was like, no. If I stoop to her level, there's no lesson to gain from this.
I hear you,
because then she'll be angry.
Yep. Yeah.
She needs to feel remorse.
Well played.
I think part of my problem in a situation like that is I never think of the consequences. I just go.
Yeah, I'm a chess player.
I probably would have said, I'm rewrapping this shit and I'm going to make her, like I said, I'm going to buy every fucking roll of tape I can find.
Make her work
and
for
she's
right?
going to have to open that shit with a sword.
It would have been funny if
I would have opened every fucking present in the
it
room.
It would have been funny if I like took like the two pairs of boots out and I put my shoes in there and wrap it up again. Like, you know what I mean? Like two different sneakers. It's like size 12, yay. She could put her head in it.
Or what you could have done was you could have taken everything out of her duffel bag and wrapped it like this.
Oh, dude, I wanted to burn everything. I really did. I was actually ready to set fire to the room and walk out and lock the door behind me.
You played it right, man.
I was ready to pull a Misery, get a block of wood.
You're going to wake up now.
Yeah. Like, I was very, very upset. And she knew that. And she, you know, she knew that there was going to have to be damage control. And once she learned her lesson, she realized what was right, what was wrong, and, you know, everything. She was not happy the fact that I was going to bring this up on the air.
Right.
But I said, you know what? I said, look.
Listen,
I said,
we've all been there.
If that's what it's going to take to deter you from being a retard in the future, then I'm going to say it on the air. Because now, I mean, I don't know if she's listening. Probably not. I think she had something to do, or else I'd be getting hate texts right now. Because she probably forgot about it at this point. But, you know, for her to know that I'm saying this basically in public, I mean, even though only two people hear this show, you know, she's embarrassed about it, you know, and she doesn't want to be perceived that way by people that don't know her, which I don't understand that
right,
logic.
Right.
Who cares? If they don't know you, who gives a shit? I mean, if anything, this takes away from the fact that, you know, 3 years ago you got outed on this show for giving shitty gifts. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, this is something different. You did a great job with the gifts. You're just, your cadence was off this year. You know? like, come on, man. Like, seriously. You know what's funny? Like, the gifts that I had gotten her, the way they were stacked, it was, you know, the biggest one was at the bottom, the next one. And the smallest one at the top was that laptop thingy. It was like this big, right? And I had tied ribbons to kind of like go on each side, you know, make it real nice with a bow on top and everything. So, you know, when she took the one out, it was just this big floppy, this floppy, like, you know, ribbon, like it just had no form to it anymore. There was no resistance. So it just looked awful. And I was like, I wanted to just kick it across the room. Like, fuck you, you know? And it was like, it was just a disaster. And to see that, it was like, you know, the time I took to do all that, you know, I didn't even get the dollar store wrapping paper. I got the good one. You know, like
the like thick one.
The one that I got, the one that I got was two-sided.
Yeah, that
so, so what I did was each one was a different side. So like, you know what I mean? So I was like, man, I fucking hit this out of the park.
Yeah, it sounds like you kind of wrapped it like a Christmas tree.
Didn't notice it at all because, you know.
She's drunk.
Right. I mean, she would have been better off just puking everywhere. So I was really pissed off.
Poor girl can't get right. Can't get right.
That's her new nickname. Can't get right.
Is that the first time she got drunk in front of your parents?
Like that? Yeah. I mean, she's
at least she got it out of the way. Now she can do it every.
Well, here's
time.
The thing. My mom was probably already blitzed too. She didn't notice it, but my dad did.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was walking around. He was like doing shit. And
did
she was
dad
like,
try to give you advice?
My dad
like,
was doing the.
You're marrying your mother here.
My dad was like Barry Sanders. My dad was like Barry Sanders. He was like, you know, trying to get around her because she's just like, you know, she's doing like
zombie.
The crack walk, you know, like the Thriller dance, you know, dun, dun. Just going crazy.
Listen, son, you're marrying your mother here. Get ready for a life of misery.
Guess what, guys? I'm starting to realize that more and more every day that she's a lot like my mom, and I'm scared shitless.
Uh-oh.
Makes sense.
I'm scared shitless.
Uh-oh.
I'm not kidding, dude. Listen,
they're all pain in the ass.
I know. You're right. You're right. There isn't there. It doesn't matter who they are. It doesn't matter. They're all a pain in the ass in their own right.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this pain in the ass reminds me of the pain in the ass that's been in my life for 40 fucking years. Right. So it's
at least
like,
you know how to deal with it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never slapped my mom around. I'm joking.
Sure.
Look, the bottom line is, you know, I really, really hated Christmas this past Christmas.
It's a shock.
So it's going to
Yeah, but you know what? It was never like that. Like, it was more, I was always, you know, happy to see everybody open their shit and, you know, get out the, but this year I was just like even when my brother opened, like I got him a golf club and shoes and he was so happy. Like, I was just, she kind of stole that from me too because I was just like, I'm glad you like it. You know, like, I wasn't being a dick towards him, but it took,
Mood. You were out the mood.
It took the it took the fun out of it. Yeah. And I was just like, man.
That's a sin.
Right. So I was really pissed off about that.
That sucks.
You know, and she was texting me because she was at her family's house. You know, wish you were here. I wish you could be here. I never texted her back. I was just like, whatever.
I wish you would have opened that present last
night. She's texting me things that she got from her family, which, by the way, was another part of her gift that I couldn't give her. Because I was going to get her a record player for her birthday. She wanted an actual record player. Right. And her mom said not to because she had already ordered one. So I was like, fuck. So I had to figure something else out to get her for her birthday. So I knew she was getting a record player. I spoke to her mom and she's like, yeah, I got it in October. I'm going to give it to her for Christmas. I'm like, all right, cool. So I went out and bought her a shit ton of albums, like good ones. I got her two Elvis albums. You know, I got her. Now, those I gave her on Christmas. Well, after Christmas, because I had to wait for her to get her out, you know, record player. And then all the other albums we bought together. Like, I got her, you know, Hall & Oates, fucking, I don't know. Like, just albums you should own if you have a record player. That type of thing. Yeah. You know what I mean? I spent, like, I don't know, like $90 in albums after Christmas.
Yeah.
Just for, you know. But, like, you know, I was excited because I got to hear them. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. It was more for me than anything, but, like, I still, at that moment, we were at the record store, I'm thinking, this could have been better if Christmas was just fine. You know what I mean? Like, aww. It kept coming back. It was creeping into my brain, like, fucker.
That sucks.
Yeah.
That does suck.
And what are you going to do?
Fuck Christmas Eve and Christmas.
Play that again.
Gotta lower that shit.
No, no, don't worry about that. Right. No, you.
Fuck Christmas Eve and Christmas. You miserable fuck.
That's it. That's what should follow it. Yeah.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch.
I don't like Christmas. You really
I don't like that. It's a marketing holiday.
As ugly as a cactus, you're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
It's not even a real holiday.
You're a bad banana.
I should have gotten clips of my girlfriend on Christmas Eve and added this to the song.
I hate Christmas music. I hate people. I hate retail. I hate traffic.
I hate drunk girlfriends.
I fucking hate Christmas.
You're a
miserable fuck.
Jesus.
I love it. You guys want to take a break?
Yes, please.
All right. Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes.
The fuck?
Of course. Talk about their amazing colors.
Do you know what their amazing colors are yet, miss?
I know that they're 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off, not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20, 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors, red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour
ding.
2. Classic.
Ding.
Natural.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd.
And unmic'd.
And unmic'd. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic'd. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there. Just laughing. One of these days,
wait,
he's going to have a heart attack.
Exciting deals?
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope.
What up?
We back. Missy.
What up?
What's happening?
What's going on?
Chilling. Hey, don't forget tomorrow, if you guys know, Bobby Kelly has a 1-hour special on Comedy Central.
Who gives a fuck? No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
You cocksuckers.
No, I'm just
is
kidding.
It on late at night or is it?
Midnight.
Oh, it's good. So
it's going to be unedited?
It's going to be...
Uncensored. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah.
All the curses. It's, directed by Bobcat Goldthwait.
Oh. Actually, he's a pretty good director from what I understand.
Yeah. And they did it different. It's not like in an amphitheater. It's in a little comedy club. And the way they did it looks pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so hopefully it's at tomorrow night at midnight.
Nice. Comedy Central?
Comedy Central, yeah. Of
sweet.
Course. Yeah.
Thank you.
Dude.
Thank you very much.
What's up, dude? Should be funny. Oh, man. It's fucking...
Thanks, Fatso.
There's Chilly Willy outside.
Fucking freezing. Fucker.
That's what happens when you go outside in sub-zero weather.
I just go out to get some fucking fresh air.
Yeah, getting smoke blown in your face.
It's better than fucking...
Isn't it funny how in the wintertime the smoke just sticks to you so much more than in the summer?
Blow that fucking smoke somewhere else.
I heard they're doing a prequel to The Sopranos, but David Chase has nothing to do with it.
Good.
It's all...
Hopefully he's dead.
No, I don't know if you're going to like this. It's all fucking Val Kilmer is his doing.
What?
Yeah.
What the? He's going to wear his Batman outfit?
He's Tony Soprano. Young Tony Soprano.
Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Val Kilmer's a young nothing. He ain't young.
He's not
younger
young.
Version. I don't know. That's what I heard. I don't know.
He can't be Tony Soprano.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking
Giovanni
about?
Giovanni Ribisi is, I think, his uncle Junior, a young uncle
see,
Junior.
See, Giovanni Ribisi, I could see him being Tony or Val Kilmer.
But how is he a young uncle Junior? He's younger,
Than Val Kilmer.
Yeah. Val Kilmer's in his 50s and Ribisi's like 40.
I may have.
Val Kilmer must just be producing it. He can't
go fuck yourself.
That's what it said.
That is some blasphemous shit.
Yeah.
But it's got nothing to do with HBO.
Anne Hathaway's Polly Walnuts?
It's an 8-part it's an 8-part miniseries.
On what channel?
I don't think it was bought out yet by anybody.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't get bought. It sounds ridiculous.
Apparently he's a
We could be young Sopranos fillers before any of the fucking people you named. Right. Any of them.
Right. Apparently he's a huge fan of Sopranos, and he's going to somehow incorporate a different type of. At the end, you're going to know what happened in his eyes to Tony.
I'm a fucking huge Eagles fan, but I'm not going to try out for the fucking team.
Why not? You'd be offensive line.
No, I wouldn't. I'd be offensive. That's about it. Especially when it's shower time. It's like
I don't know. That's what I read, man.
Terrible. What I read. Fucking terrible.
I think it's a horrible idea.
He can't be playing Tony Soprano. He's older than Tony Soprano.
That's what it said. I get it, man. I get it. I mean, the power of makeup. I don't fucking know.
Like, what's he going to wear? A fat suit? Or not a fat suit, because he can get fat. He did a movie where he gained a shit ton of weight. And, I mean, honestly.
Yeah, but Tony doesn't have to be fat as a young guy.
No, he doesn't. And the flashbacks from the actual show when he was a kid, he wasn't like this real porked out kid.
Right.
You know? But. I don't know. I think it sounds ridiculous. Sounds absolutely. If anything, if it was like a bunch of no-name people, I think that would be better. You know, because that's how usually that's how shows really work. When you have no-name people, you have no expectations from it. You know, when you put big names in there, and now it sounds ridiculous because you can't. I can't imagine Val Kilmer as a Tony Soprano or any of them for that matter. It doesn't make any fucking sense.
He's too old for the part.
Yeah, how is he a young
Tony apparently he has permit. I guess he has to ask permission to do it before he does it.
Oh, and, so nothing was done yet.
No,
so he ain't getting.
They are turning him down on it because they say it could be an abomination to the show.
Yes,
so
the show's already an abomination. Don't add to it.
If they got a bunch of guys who actually looked the part in their late teens, early 20s to do, I would watch it. Why not?
Right,
but. If you're trying to sell me Val Kilmer as a 25-year-old Tony Soprano, I'm not watching.
When he's 50.
Oh, okay. Apparently, he's just mentioned it, and people are just – it's like something that's blown up, and it really wasn't brought to even – yeah. It's something that he wanted to do or thought about doing, and people are just shooting it down. He didn't even like get to the point where he was going to cast. He was saying he had ideas of who he wanted to play what. But they're not going to let him. They wouldn't let him do it. Why would you let him do that?
Yeah, the new fucking Entourage movie that's coming out. Martin Lawrence plays Vinny Chase.
Get off your motherfucking phone.
I'm reading Snopes.
Snopes? That's where I found it at.
Oh, okay.
Snopes. Yeah. Yeah, that's where they cleared it out.
I was looking it up.
What are you fucking kidding me? Cocksucker.
Don't tell me what to do.
Shut up.
Serial killer.
You got some balls, you know that? Don't get comfy. I'm breaking your balls.
Fuck, man.
Fucking retard.
Shut your mouth, you stupid bitch.
Shut up. Guys are jerks.
She's a whore.
You drug-addicted motherfucking whore.
Jesus.
Oh.
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
Stupid Uh-oh. Bitch.
I hate you!
Fuck you, fucking
whore. Oh, she's throwing stuff. You got that in there?
Weapons now.
Stupid
bitch. Stop it, you cunt!
Stupid bitch.
I hate you more than anything in the world.
Get the fuck out.
Bastard. guys are all chuckling. Evil, all three of them.
You said cunt.
Be honest, was it a good break that you didn't get called a cunt or a
it was, it bitch was
for 2 weeks? And you come back to this?
You said cunt.
I would expect nothing less.
That's good, miss. Yeah. Good. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. I think it was a good needed break for all of us.
It feels like we haven't done a show in like 3 months.
It feels fucking really long.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. And yesterday, people finally started asking, like listeners. They're like, what's going on?
I don't know if you saw Twitter. We got a bunch of people on Twitter saying shit, man.
It's fucking holidays. What do you want us to do? I mean, the holidays fell on a Thursday this year.
I know.
So it's like, I mean, we could have done a show on Christmas. I mean, on New Year's Day.
I mean, I was out for the count.
But that's what I mean. Like, what would have been the point? Like, there's no point. Everybody would have been pretty much worn out at that point, and we all would have been, you know, flaccid.
Or that. I mean, I didn't do shit on New Year's Day. But
New Year's Day is a recoup day. It's not a day to fucking.
I hate New Year's Day. I hate New Year's Eve.
You hate New Year's Eve?
Yeah, I always did.
I'm not a big fan of it anymore because it's not as fun as it used to be.
Did you guys do anything?
Nothing exciting.
Me and my girl, we went out to dinner. Yeah. And then after that, we came home and we drank and watched the ball drop. And she passed out and then passed out.
Your ball dropped?
Right, yeah. I mean, that's really what it came down to. Like, she made it to about 1 o'clock in the morning. And I was up till like maybe 1:45. And that was it. We were done.
Shit.
I mean, it was – I know she probably would have wanted to do something a little bit more fun. But nobody made, like, ironclad plans. Like, right. None of her friends really had anything they wanted to do.
I decided, like,
and I figured my friends would be out doing whatever. What?
I decided what I was doing 3 hours before I did it.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. I mean, we like to go to dinner every New Year's Eve.
Which is cool.
And we went to a late dinner. Our reservation was for 10 o'clock.
Oh, jeez. Shit.
So, which worked out perfectly for me because I got done work late, so I didn't have to rush.
Cool.
You know, and by the time we got there, we ate, you know. The food was good. We had some drinks there, and we went back to the house, and we were good to go. I mean, we just
It was probably like
we watched the fireworks on TV. The fireworks on what do you call it down in Penn's Landing?
Okay,
they were on TV.
Were they good?
They looked pretty cool. So I was like, "Oh, this is great!" You know, big 55-inch screen TV watching fireworks. You know,
like, do you know what I ate for New Year's dinner?
Pussy.
Popeyes.
Really? For New Year's Eve or New Year's Day?
New Year's Eve dinner.
Really?
It was Popeyes.
Well, it's probably because you were getting ready to go out afterwards, right?
I was ready.
Yeah.
I wanted
so you just need grease
lines. You would never stay in on New Year's Eve, would you?
I did once.
Did you?
I did a couple times. Yeah. Nothing. Yeah. My brother, I think, was sleeping when we called him. I text him, Happy New Year, and he texted me like a while later. And I think my parents were in Ocean City. So they called me, and then they called my brother. And
Jersey or Maryland?
Maryland, yeah. And, I mean, they do more exciting shit. They went down there with friends. You know, they stay for a couple days. They, you know, they have, like, this, you know, big dinner down there, and they have fireworks. They have music, you know, shit like that. So, but, yeah, I mean, my work schedule is just it's not the time of year where I can take days off. I cannot take days off. I mean, I worked sick a couple days. Because I couldn't take off.
My roommate's like that. She has bronchitis, and she was working.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really.
During Christmas time, she can't.
I'll tell you what, though. On what was it? The day, the second, is when I went back to work. That morning, first order of business when I got to work, I already put in for off on New Year's Eve the following.
Really? You can do that far ahead in
advance? Fucking right. I wanted to make sure I was the first one to fucking do it.
That's badass.
Because I never want to work another fucking New Year's Eve again. It was a fucking nightmare.
Was it even busy?
Yes.
Really?
It was a nightmare. It was a nightmare.
I worked till 1. I left.
I was in at 6 in the morning on New Year's Eve. Which was great because it was a lot later than what I've been. I've been going in at 2 o'clock in the morning. But I was in at 6 in the morning, and I didn't get home until almost 6 at night.
Jeez.
And it was just nonstop running around. I was like, I felt flu-ish. Like, I felt like I had a flu from the
like
running.
A fever?
Like, it was cold out that day, and I was sweating because I was running around. I was really bundled up, and I felt sick. My face was flush. I was dizzy. I was starting to get like, you know, I actually at one point, and I'm not kidding, I started getting chest pains.
Oh boy.
I was sitting there like clutching my chest like, oh, is this how I'm going to go? Aww. Like right here, right now. Like I was just like, I was right in your neck of the woods work wise.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was all day. I was in Bala all day.
All day.
All day.
Yeah. I didn't
up and down Bala Ave, City Ave. Presidential monument.
You were right there.
I know. What one of my deliveries was one Bala Plaza.
Oh, that's me.
Yeah, I know.
You should have gone and checked out her office.
There weren't. Nobody was fucking there.
Not
I mean,
New Year's Eve. Yeah.
Right. Nobody was there. Nobody. I was like, what the fuck am I doing here?
Did you have to?
She did up his clothes. I couldn't get in the door. I couldn't get in the fucking door. Nobody was there to let me in.
Oh,
I'm sure there was people in the building because there was cars in the lot.
Yeah.
I'm assuming there's security right there.
Absolutely.
Right. Well, there was no security there. I was hitting the thing. Nobody was answering. I was like, well, fuck this. I shoot up his clothes and left. I don't have time to take my time. I had to rush. I had like 140-something deliveries to do.
Did you have to deliver to the station? Because all of our packages were marked as undeliverable for that. For New York.
I don't think I had any specifically for your station. I think it was something else. I don't remember what it was, but I would have known if it was because I would have thought of you and I would have been like, I would have called you. And let me in.
Yeah. Bitch, open the door.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be you because my guy has we gave him keys to get in.
On that day,
yeah.
You don't have a guy. It could be anyone.
Anybody.
We had six guys in Bala.
I think actually he.
We had six different drivers in Bala.
Yeah.
So wasn't just
see,
one
like,
guy.
That's the thing. Why did you have so many deliveries when no one was there?
A lot of businesses were still open.
Really?
Yeah. Not so much like office buildings, but like your T-Mobiles were open. Your Sprint stores were open. Like cell phone stores.
Probably not
electronics
store.
Right? No, they were open for quite a while.
That's insane.
I know. 7-Elevens, Wawa's, stuff like that. They were all open, you know.
Oh, yeah, Wawa.
Lord & Taylor was open.
Really?
It's New Year's Eve.
Fucking department store, man.
I know, but I
it's
figured
not, it's not really
they make
holiday.
A lot.
They close early. It's not like
that's
they don't open
meant.
On
but
New Year's
they
Eve.
Make a lot of money on New Year's Eve because a lot of people are returning shit and buying more stuff.
Right.
You know? Or they have gift cards they want to use for New Year's Eve night to go out. It's a big, big shopping day,
yeah.
You know, and I would know there was a lot of cars on the road. A lot of people were off and they were on the road that day. And that's another reason why it took forever.
Retail's always open.
Exactly. There is no closings for retail. Mm-hmm. You know, they may shorten their day, but they're never really closed, you know.
No, not anymore.
So, yeah, it's hard for me to take off. And after the fact, I'm fucking worn out. Like, I don't really.
So you're going to need like a month to like even get back into the recouping.
Yeah. Like we're still kind of busy.
Yeah,
believe it or not.
Until like February.
Returns, right?
Yeah. Plus again, people get gift cards for Christmas. So they order a lot of shit online.
They nonstop ordered so much shit over the past week.
Now, you know, for me, I'm at the point now where I'm mentally exhausted more than fit. Like I'm starting to feel better physically, but mentally I'm exhausted. Especially I told you guys before the show, I did my shopping online this year and I did about 80% of it about 90% of my shopping was on Amazon. Mm-hmm. Now I have an Amazon store card and I did about $800 of my shopping on that card alone. And the rest of it I did on my personal card, my debit card.
Mm.
So I found out on New Year's Day. Actually, no, I'm sorry. I got paid New Year's Eve. I used some money on New Year's Day from my account. And I found out on the 3rd, which was a Saturday, that my bank account information was hacked into because I had like $800 in overdraft and no money in my account. And I was like, what the fuck happened? So I called my bank. I told them what happened. They found out all the, you know, the fraudulent charges that were being made. They closed my account and I've been without money for an entire week. I get paid tomorrow and I can't even, I don't even know if I can cash it yet because I don't have my new shit yet. They're still trying to work things out. You know, they're telling me that I'm going to get my money back and they're going to absolve all the overdraft charges, which is good.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's been, you know, it's been rough.
Hell yeah, I went through the same thing.
But it's also exhausting too, because like it figures, you know, this time of year, it's the new year. This is my start of the new year. It's not a good sign. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's next? Am I going to get fucking hit by an 18-wheeler tomorrow? You know, judging by what we were talking about earlier, if I keep, you know, trying to run them off the road, eventually one of them is going to run me over.
So, I mean, law of averages, yeah.
But, yeah, it's just, it's been kind of a grueling start to the new year. I'm waiting for things to kind of calm down
today,
a little
bit. What's today,
the 9th? The 8th. Yeah. Jesus. So I'm waiting for things to calm down a little bit. That way, you know, I can kind of relax a little bit. Once things start slowing down, you know, get my normal days off again.
Yeah.
It'd be nice just to unwind and shit. That's why I was giving you guys such a hard time earlier when you're in your whole fucking, you know, back and forth text messaging. I was trying to fucking nap to get some rest and just like, bleep, bleep, bleep. I'm like, come on.
I know. You're a grouch.
I don't feel bad for you.
I'm not asking for it, but I'll be honest with you. I don't see why I have to sit through that annoying shit. Like, I didn't do anything to deserve that.
Oh, my God.
I get it. Chris sends out a message about, you know, paying money for the server that we use, you know, to do this show. And I got no problems with that. I wasn't even complaining about that. But then he kept hearing the noise over and over again. And it's like, you know, Marco's like, I got it in my pocket. That's it. He doesn't have to say another word. And I'm like, do I need to respond for this shit to stop? Like, why is this going? Nah, it turns into serial and serial killer and
whore.
Right, right.
And all it's because, like, I told Chris not to tell me what to do.
Right, exactly. It's like, you couldn't just be like, no problem, and everything would have stopped. You had to fucking go into, like, don't tell me what to do. And, you know, that's going to set him off. And he's be like, you twat. And it goes on from there, and that's why I was just like, I can't sleep now. I'm awake.
Yeah. And then it ended. What you said.
Yeah. As soon as I fucking said something and you wrote Missy's response, well, I wrote something like, do I have to be a part of this annoying thread? And you wrote back, you take the fun out of life. I was like, well, you're a whore. And then and everything just ended. And Chris topped it off with, oh, the fun is back.
Well, and the reason why I don't feel bad for you is because one of the shit parts of my shit job is that the hours I work.
Yeah, but
overnight.
You don't get fucking annoying. Are you stuck in annoying threads when you're
you guys
trying to sleep?
Have sent mass text off all of us, and when I say them, what am I going to do? Complain that you guys are texting me at 2 in the afternoon?
I can tell you right now, whatever texts were going on that you're talking about, I know I was never the first or second one to respond.
Okay.
At some point, I'll respond because at that time of the day, I'm probably still at work, so I'm not even paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the other thing. When I get
my point is, I get texts from you guys and everybody, and my phone rings during the day while I'm sleeping. Nothing you can do about it. You work shit hours, just like me.
I get that, but
why don't you just turn your ringer off?
I did, but it vibrates so loud.
Why don't you take the vibration off?
Because it feels good.
Because I'm half shot in the ass asleep, and I don't feel like going through all the bullshit of doing it. You know, I threw the phone at one point across the room. I was like, I don't want to hear this fucking thing anymore. And then at, like, 15 minutes later, I had to get up and take a piss. I'm like, well, I'm awake now. So now I'm going to start writing back.
Yeah, and then when you said, oh, well, I'm awake now, nobody said
exactly, right.
Mission accomplished.
Right.
Then we're like, the end.
I was like, fuck those guys.
Staring at his phone like, why won't they text?
No, no. I was actually kind of glad. It was a little peaceful. I was like, all right, this is good. I'm kind of relaxing again. Fucking guys, man. It's always you two. It's never Marco. It's you two. You go back and forth, back and forth. I'm just like, come on. Like, can't you guys just do this privately? You guys won't do it privately because it's no fun that way. You think we're getting a kick out of it. Meanwhile, me and him are probably like, fucking assholes. Like, just like, come on.
I'm like, poor Missy. She's getting called a cunt, a whore.
And she brought it on herself.
She did. She did.
I did not.
So don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do.
Sorry, if you didn't bring your money, I would have hung your microphone out the window. You could have done the show from outside.
Oh, my God. Fuck that.
That's funny.
Hey, you know what's funny? I'll tell you what's funny. Remember a couple weeks ago? Well, actually, I think it was the last time we did the show. We talked about how the interview got pulled.
Yeah.
Now it's everywhere.
Everywhere.
How great is that?
Did you watch it?
No, but I'm going to. I heard it's a horrible fucking movie.
I heard it wasn't good. My brother's like...
Someone said... somebody. I don't know who said it.
He said James Franco was good in it.
Somebody said... I don't remember who it was, but somebody was quoted saying, I don't know what North Korea is worried about because it was more an assassination on comedy. Oh. And I was like, wow. That's all. I heard it was absolutely brutal. Yeah, like, it was hard to watch. It was so bad.
Well, I said when I saw the preview for it, I was like, this looks so fucking stupid.
I wasn't even thinking about it until all the shit started happening.
No, I didn't.
With the whole North Korea thing. And it's just like.
I love James Franco and I wouldn't have seen it.
Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Did you see the Eminem part of the movie?
Eminem's in it?
Yeah.
She's gonna see it.
He's no, I'm definitely
Gino finger
see
pop
it.
To it.
He comes out as gay in the interview.
Oh, I did see. I watched.
I
that.
Saw the part that's with Rob Lowe with the hair. The that hair. Was
wait,
funny.
That's in the actual movie. Yeah.
How funny are those Rob Lowe commercials?
They are funny.
So funny.
Did you see the new one,
Meathead Rob Lowe?
Yes.
I didn't see that one.
He's got like the shitty steroid Jersey Shore body or whatever, but it's his face with the douchey haircut on top. And it is so fucking funny.
I love this.
My favorite is Thin Arms Rob Lowe.
I like the awkward Rob Lowe.
I still like the thin arm guy. He's just so gross. Like when he's wearing a wife beater and he puts his hands behind his head, I'm like, oh, it's so creepy. His arms look like E.T.'s legs. They're just like, nasty.
E.T. didn't have legs.
That's right, he didn't. Who
he
am I
arms.
Thinking of?
E.T. had skinny arms.
Okay, yeah, he had E.T. arms.
Oh. And just 2 feet.
He just had to.
Yeah, he had a torso and yeah.
And he was blob.
Yeah, whatever that means.
He was what?
Blob.
We got stupid Rob Lowe on the show. Hi, I'm Rob Lowe, and I'm stupid Rob Lowe. Yeah, I do.
Rob
like
Slow.
Fuck you.
Fucking idiot.
Stupid woman.
Come on.
Fucking retard.
Cause you're a fucking retard.
Stop it.
Stop mocking me.
I feel like you have to have some.
My hands are right here.
You have to have some what?
Sound bites.
I do, but not as much as...
No, the, when they're played at the worst possible moments, that's when... Or if they're really loud and unedited. Popped. Blowing up the sound.
Me and Mark have been playing a trivia game.
Oh, yeah?
Trivia Crack or Crack Trivia, whatever
trivia
it's called.
Trivia Crack.
And he beat me yesterday.
It's easy, but one of our listeners plays her. He plays me, too.
Mm-hmm.
Missy, he tweeted me to play it.
Missy
and I downloaded,
whooped his ass.
Really?
Yeah, he told me he had to jump off a bridge and kill himself. He lost.
It's a weird fucking request.
Your life is over when you lose trivia to Missy. Your
we were
not necessarily. Didn't we do a trivia thing and you came
beat,
in like second?
I thought I beat Marco before.
No,
she
you would
beat
never
you.
Beat me. No, she would never do that.
I'm pretty sure that I did.
Remember we had the index cards? It was a couple years ago. We were at your other house.
No, never happened. It would never happen.
I'm pretty sure it did.
I'm 100% sure.
Well, we'll have to do a rematch now, won't we?
We should.
All right.
Yeah. Is there any way we could do this right here, right now?
Well, you got this trivia.
We could do Trivia Crack. Do trivia
is it time to where the like, first person to answer type
seconds.
Thing?
Seconds.
So no one's got time to like read the question before?
No, what happens is I'll show you. You kind of just here. Missy, you didn't play your game with me.
I didn't.
No. So
I've been obsessing over piano tiles today. That's why.
That's fine. and I ask you a question. Well, this is a bad.
Well, what's the question?
So, which famous frontiersman died alongside many others Americans during the Battle of the Alamo?
Davy Crockett.
Davy Crockett. Right. So you answer. Right now, I'm in a challenge. Somebody challenged me. So you have to answer 5 questions.
Okay.
But it's like almost like you spin a wheel. Which the next question would be, what is the state of California's nickname? You get 29 seconds.
The Golden State.
Right. Easy, right?
The Golden Shower.
Some of them are fucking
$35.
Some of them, listen, there's so many questions about Harry Potter.
What did the 7 dwarfs do for a living?
They looked up Snow White's cunt.
They were farmers or something, weren't they?
I'm going to say they were.
Well, what are the options? They give you
four
multiple choice.
What's
the
options?
Construction workers, peasants, miners, or carpenters?
Miners.
Carpenters.
I'm going to say carpenters. They were miners.
They were miners. What, they were all kids?
How many goals did Germany score in the 2014 World Cup against Brazil?
See, some of these are really hard.
4.
7.
That's right. I forgot.
You killed him, right? I'm getting killed as I answered this.
Well, the Harry Potter, they asked
what was
so many Harry
Cobain's
Potter.
Cause of death?
Suicide. Murder.
His wife.
Suicide.
Which is the mobile phone technology that replaced GSM?
LTE.
Yep.
3G.
Oh, that's right. LTE came after.
After that.
Yeah, so.
Okay.
They a lot of tricky questions.
That's cool.
Yeah, me and
I can see how that's addicting.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Me and Joe, right? Yeah. Joe Falchetti or whatever. He tweeted me, and he was like, "Yo, will you play me in this?" And I was like, "Sure." I never played it. I downloaded it.
He's like, "I want to up my stats. I got to beat this bitch a bunch of times."
And he lost.
Well, no, the thing is,
like, play with your tits.
You earn these crowns, and whoever earns the 6 crowns first
crowns
wins.
Like crowns you wear on your head?
Kind of, but they're virtual crowns. It's like a football, a paintbrush. They're like for the categories.
Okay. So it's like Trivia Pursuit on your phone?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay.
Paintbrush is
but you can
art.
Can steal people's crowns.
Intelligence.
And see, that's just stupid.
And that's what he was doing. So
spin it.
So...
Okay.
You answer 3 of those, you get to answer the crown. Get a shot for the crown.
Gotcha.
If you hit a crown, you go right to the crown portion of it, and you choose which one. Entertainment. I'm playing Shannon.
I play Shannon too.
Yeah. What movie did Channing Tatum portray a delinquent dancer?
Magic Mike.
Yeah.
No. Step Up.
He's a dancer in 2 movies.
Yeah. He was
faggot. That's how he started. He was like a hip
hop. His wife.
So
anyway, Joe kept stealing my goddamn crowns. And so we were chatting because there's like a
chat
room.
Wow, he totally fucked you over, huh?
So I said to him, he's like, he's like, you know.
How much more betrayal can I take?
He's like, I'm kicking your ass. And I was like, you're fucking cheating. Right. And he's like, what? And I was like, stop cheating. It's the only way I can win. And
nobody
I was like,
nobody gives a shit.
No. I said, stop cheating and I will kick your ass. And he said, fine. And
you
like within
cunt.
5 minutes, I beat him.
Really?
That's the coolest fucking story I've ever heard in my entire life.
Fuck you!
Can I hear it again?
Fuck.
I'm just going to keep throwing things.
Can you at least make sure it's empty next time?
Oh, was there shit in it? No!
That's a great story. I felt like I was there.
Oh, fuck you guys.
Oh my God, who the hell
can you just
cares?
Email me the rest of this story?
It's fun.
That's an awesome fucking story.
Whatever. Mark, are you playing it right now?
No. I'm trying to find his response to... He says something. He's going to jump in front of a trailer or something.
Trailer. He should be safe. They usually don't. They're on cinder blocks.
Bastards.
Yeah, that's how that shit works.
No, that's cool.
It's addicting. You know how it is. Those fucking apps. They'll get you.
Fucking apps. When you say that, I think appetizers.
Me too. Mozzarella sticks. Yummy.
Good. So here's a weird question. I was asked this today at work. A bunch of guys were talking about it before we left. Somebody asked, first they asked, what's your favorite candy? Because somebody was eating, I don't know, goobers or something. Or snow caps, which I haven't seen.
Oh my God, my mom loves snow
caps. I haven't seen them in forever, right? So I was like, who the fuck eats snow caps, right?
It's like a movie theater.
But I don't think anyone buys them either. I think they're the same boxes from the 70s. Like, I don't know anyone eats them.
I don't like snow caps.
So someone said, what's your favorite candy? So a lot of people were like, I don't even know, right? So the question was posed out of nowhere. If you were on an island, what candy would you have? And someone yelled out Snickers, and they were like, all right, you get to pick one candy bar and one, like, candy. Like, meaning...
Like a...
Swedish fish.
Right. Like, somebody said Swedish fish and, like, Butterfinger or something like that.
Okay, so one candy, chocolate, and then...
Yeah, like a candy bar and then regular candy. Like, just, you know, could be Skittles, could be...
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
Actually, okay. Fuck.
I don't remember that bar.
All right. Baby Ruth... And Raisinets.
Okay.
Definitely. Okay. 2 favorites.
Really? Gushers aren't in there.
Gushers are not candy.
They're fruit snacks.
They're candy.
That's candy.
Fruit snacks to me.
Can you buy them in the candy aisle?
I don't think so.
No, I think you're right, Missy.
I know.
I think they're in the, in the, like, fruit snack aisle.
Yeah.
It's candy.
I agree with you, Chris. I'm not disagreeing.
Fruit roll-ups are candy. They're not fucking fruit.
No, it's fucking full of sugar.
Yes.
Nothing healthy about a fruit roll-up.
God damn it. Raisinets.
And Baby Ruth.
And Baby Ruth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You?
Damn.
I got my eye on that Reese's.
That's exactly why I asked. Now we can stop. No, go ahead.
Weirdly enough, Reese's wouldn't be it.
I know. I know what it is. Because I remember you left the trail of trash.
Starburst. No, it would be Take Five. You know the
yeah, they're good. They're fucking five. Good. That's a newer.
Take Five
are so good.
Five or six of them.
Yeah. I would say Swedish Fish.
Swedish Fish.
Yeah, baby. Swedish Fish.
Stop talking like that.
Creepy Clint's turning her on.
Stop it. Shut up. I'm going to throw this at you.
I'll lick it up.
Stop.
Sticky vagina.
Ew.
And I'll ram it up your box.
Creeper. Yes. Creeper.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Chris?
Definitely Reese's.
Cups?
Yeah.
Okay.
I got my eye on those things. Don't you bring them into your studio.
Probably Starburst. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of... Because I don't really eat much candy.
Right, and that's why it's so difficult, right.
But I'm thinking... Yeah, because I like Swedish Fish, but I think
but
eating the same flavor forever is going to get really annoying.
Old, right. Yeah,
so... At least Starburst.
That's how I was thinking. I was like, maybe gummy bears, but I'm like, no, after like three of them, I don't want them anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like,
gummy worms.
You think there's going to be a lot of flavor, but after a couple like chews.
It's like chewing plastic.
Yeah. It gets really annoying quick. Mm-hmm. It's like putting rubber bands in your mouth.
Yeah.
I'm the same way. I would say Snickers for sure. And it's a toss up. I like Twizzlers a lot.
Ooh. That's a good one.
Twizzlers are really fucking good. I do like Swedish Fish, too.
Like the regular old school Twizzlers?
Yes. Yeah, not that black licorice shit. Not the twisty ones that supposed to be watermelon, but it tastes like medicine.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, I love those.
No, they're disgusting.
I like them, too.
They're disgusting.
I think they got the flavor one.
Maybe no other ones.
The ones you can pull apart are so bomb.
The peanut butter Snickers is pretty fucking good,
too.
Peanut
butter Snickers?
Yo, the almond Snickers is so good. No, seriously.
No, I believe you. I just...
Fucking banging. And you know what else I had the other day? Because I'm a candy addict. Fucking all... all caramel fucking Milky Way.
Aren't they all caramel anyway?
No, it has nothing else but caramel in it.
What does it normally have? I don't remember.
Like a nougat-ish type.
So why not just have caramello?
It's a bar of deliciousness.
Caramello is a bar.
Yeah, but you know how caramello is like...
Yeah, so you can break them apart.
Yeah, this one's just one long bar.
So is it like caramello to where you bite into it, it just fucking starts dripping out?
Yeah, kind of.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good.
Keep talking.
I had this yogurt today that was really good, if you guys care. I know.
What?
Yogurt.
Yogurt?
It was coconut.
Who's
caramel.
It from?
Yoplait.
Is that his name, Yoplait? Shot yogurt all over.
It was so good. It tasted just like
yogurt.
It tasted like caramel and it had coconut flakes in it.
Yeah.
I love coconut.
Yogurt, I'm very hot and cold with yogurt, man. Like maybe I eat yogurt like twice a year and then I'm sick of it. Just like.
Love it. All the yogurt all day. Lather it.
Oh. So gross. Jesus. So gross.
I love candy, though. They don't have stores like Mr. Bulky anymore, huh? Do you remember Mr. Bulky?
Yeah, it was in the Deffer Mall.
Oh, yeah. The big candy. Okay, I was.
Yeah.
You lost me
back.
First.
Yeah, yeah, like,
you lost me. It was like Mr.
And you could buy per pound. Like you would like scoop it into your.
Really? Oh, I'm glad I didn't know about that. I wouldn't be here right now.
Yeah, I don't know of any like candy stores around here.
I mean, supermarkets, Wawa's.
No. I mean,
no, I'm saying
candy
that's all
that sells
that's
candy.
All I know,
candy stores.
And on then, the boardwalk.
Then during the holidays. During the holidays, you go to like a Walgreens or a CVS, and they have that one aisle dedicated to the holiday candy or whatever.
Yeah, it's not the same.
I'm just saying.
You go there at the end of the holiday and scoop up all the deals. You know, they sell them.
They got like those bags of holiday Hershey's Kisses for like 89 cents.
I love Hershey Kisses.
You like all candy, don't you?
I
Is there any candy you don't like? Do you have a candy you hate?
I don't like Three Musketeers.
I don't mind
I'm
it.
Not a big fan of that.
I don't mind it. I don't mind. You know what it is? You
it
remember?
It tastes like diet candy bar.
Creamy nougat center. Is that what it is?
Like yeah, but you know what's funny? Like, you know how that's... You know how that's the candy you stay away from in Halloween when you're a kid? You're like, you push that aside. But then you run out of candy, and then you start eating. You're like, you know what? This isn't that bad. Like,
yeah, that's different. That's because I'm a sugar addict. I'm just telling myself.
That's fat people do.
I'll tell you what the shittiest candy is. Good and Plenty's.
Ugh.
I love Good and Plenty's.
They're horrible.
Ew.
I like sucking off the shell.
Is that a new guy? Yo play and sucking off the shell?
I love that. I love black licorice.
Right, Tubby McFat Fuck?
Fuck you! You ate all the food!
Wow.
I think Good and Plenty's good. I don't like Juju Bees or whatever they are.
They're racist.
But you like black licorice.
I love black licorice.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good. I love black jelly beans. I love jelly beans.
So you like black licorice flavor?
Yeah.
So you like Sambuca? Yeah.
Only if it's on fire. I have to light it on fire first.
I like to light you on fire.
If you light Sambuca on fire, it caramelizes the top.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's delicious.
She likes it on fire.
I do.
It's like her herpes. That's funny. Yeah, I don't like anything black licorice. No, not a fan at all.
I think Sambuca ruined black licorice for me.
Is that what it
makes sense?
Is that what
yeah.
See, I think black licorice.
Because I used to drink that a lot when I was a teenager.
I think black licorice ruined Sambuca.
And yeah, I just drank it so much, I guess, when I was a teenager that I just couldn't drink it anymore.
Yeah, the smell of it doesn't entice me at all. It's.
A lot of guys put it in their coffee, like old Italian.
We
guys,
used to do that.
The dark
when
ones
I worked
especially.
For my uncle, we used to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. With a couple coffee beans at the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, it's.
Aren't the coffee beans to neutralize the flavor?
Actually, it's an Italian superstition. It's like for good luck.
Oh.
But it could be right. I don't fucking know.
I've been nonstop watching the Food Network, so. I feel like I
You know what's a
recently.
Great fucking show, speaking of food? Master Chef Junior.
Fucking A. I
Isn't
love
that. Isn't
that
a great
show.
There's a kid from West Deptford on
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
He's awesome,
he's
man.
He's so awesome.
I think he's going to win the fucking thing.
I hope
thing.
He does.
Me too.
Because if he does win it last year, the person that won it.
I remember, yeah.
For the promo item that they sent, it was that kid's, like, all the ingredients from what that kid won.
Right.
And then they sent it to us, and I got to cook it. And make it.
Really?
And it was these cupcakes, and they were fucking slapping.
You watch the adult one? Do you watch the adult one?
No, I've never watched it. See, I like Gordon Ramsay. Like, I like his. I loved Kitchen Nightmares. I used to watch it religiously.
The adult one's good.
When he goes into those restaurants, and they have, like, roaches and shit, the way he flips out, it's great. It's entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, I'm flipping through the channels, and I turn on Master Chef Junior, and I was like, what are these little kids doing?
Kicking ass. That's what.
These fucking little kid, Chris, 8 to 13 year old kids or 8 to 12 year old kids, they cook like you wouldn't believe. Like, I'm shocked at how they know how to cook like this, you know? Like, when I was a kid, you weren't allowed to touch knives, and they got, like, fucking butcher knives and shit. And
they're cutting, like, they're taking out, like, live lobster and fucking cooking that shit.
Yeah, the one kid was no cooking souls. Crawfish while they were alive. What?
I missed it.
I bet I could call up some of them greens.
You should watch the Food Network and watch Beat Bobby Flay. He is awesome. Bobby Flay is so badass.
What do you have to beat him at? You have to beat
cooking.
Him up?
Cooking.
Oh. Yeah. At cooking. He's
go up to him, punch him in the face.
But he's so good. Like,
I beat
he
him.
Rarely ever gets beat.
Yeah, I met the guy. He's a bit of an asshole.
He's an asshole? I feel like he would be the coolest dude in real life.
He's a dick.
Oh, no.
He doesn't want to be bothering
anybody. I feel like he would be nice to me.
Probably because you got titties.
Yeah.
Well, I got titties, but...
I got nice titties.
Yeah, hers are less sloppier than yours.
Yeah, he doesn't like that very much.
Although she does have hair on her areolas. No,
sometimes I'm like, what did I do to deserve
I'm playing with you. It's a comedy
pizza,
show, isn't it?
Pizza face.
Oh,
who called you nipple? Pizza face?
This motherfucker.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That was funny.
It's funny how everything, what I do is like shined under a light, but what she does.
She says, what do I do to deserve this? really, really
when I wasn't
fat.
There off the air to my friends and my fucking brother.
Come on, man. It's a new year.
Oh, then, shut the fuck up then.
I'm like, just playing.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Jesus Christ, you are fucking beat.
Man.
Holy shit. Jeez. Oh my God.
What's up, whore? What's your name?
Fuck! God. Holy fuck. Oh.
New year, same shit, right?
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Yeah, oh, God.
Happy New Year. That was New Year's ago. Day morning.
Yeah, oh, God.
Fuck. I love it.
Of course you do.
You don't seem like you're taking the beatings as well as you used to.
I think she's taking them better.
Yeah,
seems like they're brushing off her shoulders. She's like, whatever.
See,
other than the fact that she's throwing shit.
I think you're used to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's right? True. No. That is true. She got more violent this year.
See, I want to.
Apparently, you forgot how to talk into a mic.
I want to evolve as a human in general. No. I'm just saying in a fancy way is now I feel like I'm at the point where now I have to start thinking of really good comebacks now.
You should. Sorry,
I didn't
and
hear
that's
you. I
the thing.
There's no reason why you should sit here and
I
take
don't
it.
Have quips. I think of so much shit later, and I'm like, I'll remember that.
Missy.
And then I forget. And then
we're
I'm like,
fat.
What?
Just use fat jokes.
No, that's not funny.
Sure.
I mean, yes, it is.
Yeah,
it's funny
it,
when you guys do it, but I feel like if I did it, it would be amazing.
No. When you do it here on the air, it's funny.
Yes.
When you do it outside in a friendship setting, it's like, oh, that's personal.
Yeah, but that, I feel like I can't say anything funny bitch. About being fat. The fuck?
Would you feel more comfortable if you were fatter?
No, she'd be uncomfortable because then she'd be included on fat jokes.
Yeah, because then you would be like, oh, well, we're just going to tell you you're fat. You know
right.
I mean?
She would not be comfortable at all if she
no,
was fat.
No, I would probably like kill myself.
Did you say if she was fatter?
Yeah.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
So you're saying she's fat?
I have no illusion, like delusion.
But wait, but you're
I
not
never said
person.
She was fat.
No, you okay. said fatter, yeah, so you're yeah. implying that she's fat.
Not really. Well, like, you yeah. can say that to anybody.
No, you don't. It, like, I said to her, like, yeah, if she was fat, she'd take that shit personal. I didn't say fatter. I said if she was fat.
Hey, yeah, fat,
Chris,
fuck
so
you.
I don't think,
fat.
I don't, no.
You know
I don't,
where he stands
I don't think you're fat
that's
at all. Like, your tits are fat. But that's about it.
I don't think that
sorry,
I'm skinny,
I
but
you.
I like the way that
breast.
I look.
You're, trust yeah. me, I'm not saying you're not fat. Believe
I don't
me,
think that
no.
I'm fat.
I just even I caught
Chris,
that afterwards. I was like, wait a minute.
I don't think I'm
see,
fat.
See, when we're talking about fat, I can hear better. Like, it's like, wait. Are they talking about me? But when you said fatter, I was like,
wait,
what?
He's like,
what?
Where's this TR?
What?
Oh,
I was like,
God.
Holy shit. Thought you slipped
yeah,
one past the goalie.
That bitch.
There we go.
Holy shit.
Ugly bitches!
No!
Fuck.
Anyway. I think Missy just changed her New Year's resolution.
No.
You don't want to evolve anymore?
No, I do. I guess I got to think of funny things to say.
You
Mom,
can
here.
Smell the obesity.
I don't think you realize that you do say funny stuff.
Yeah, but
almost everything you say is worth a laugh, even when it's stupid. No,
especially
really.
When it's stupid.
Well, no, sometimes I get angry. But,
yeah, you do.
But
your cheeks turn red.
Well, yeah, because I'm fat. And if I was fatter, they'd probably explode.
Yes, I like how we have different levels of fat all around now.
Fat pig.
It's like
small, medium, large, extra large.
Oh, Boy, when was the last time anyone wore a medium?
Actually, large, extra large, XXX.
It's about right.
Oh, man. So you can only find me at Casual Whale.
Holy fuck.
Oh, man, that's funny. I can't find any other good fat comments.
I think we're fatted out.
I'm always fatted out. I actually been watching, like, I've been being a little more careful with my eating. Like, I'm saying no to a lot of shit lately.
Yeah. That's how you start.
And it's not, and I didn't make any stupid resolution or anything like that. Yeah. I just, like, for instance, like the other day I had soup. I made a can
I
of
love
soup.
Soup.
Right. Which, you know, I was fine with, you know,
hell yeah.
But I was going to go grab a soda and I'm like, you know what? I don't need it. I'll grab a water.
Whoa.
Yeah. Right. Soda. Normally I'll just grab a soda, you know, and start drinking it. I was just like, you know what? I don't need it. I don't fucking need it. I just grabbed the water instead. And I actually felt better about it, like, later on. Like, hey, you know what? I fucking went a day without having soda. It's not bad, you know? It was just, like, little things. I'm just kind of, you know, going through, like, I don't need any more of that, you know? what was it? New Year's Day. We had, we brought our dessert home from New Year's Eve. And I gave it there to take home. I was like, no, take it. I don't want it. You
could easily took it home and housed it.
Huh?
You could easily took it home and housed it. That's a good
Well, that's what I mean. Like, I didn't, I was like, no, you have it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, she housed it. She was just like, all right.
What was the dessert?
I wanted tiramisu.
Mm.
Right.
I fucking love tiramisu.
But she ended up getting it, so, or I'm sorry, I got the tiramisu, she got the red velvet cake. I'm not a big fan of red velvet cake.
Love that shit.
So, she ends up not liking the red velvet cake.
Oh.
And she ate my tiramisu. So now we have a big fucking piece of red velvet cake, you know, and I had like two or three bites. I was like, you know, it's okay. Like, I'm not a big fan of that. I don't know why. I think it's too rich.
It's very rich.
Right. So she wasn't, you know, really crazy about it. After tasting the tiramisu, she's like, I want that, you know. So she just takes mine and I take, you know, the scraps. And, the next day when she was going home, I was like, take this. I don't want it. And she's like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, you love, you know, red velvet cake. And now you don't have my tiramisu to take you away from it. So you'll have this now. Like, I could have kept it and ate it, and I didn't. I was just like, here, have it. Take it. So I was just like, for me, that's a big step, because normally I would fucking hide the shit and make sure I had it later.
Aimlessly eat it.
Right. Right. Exactly.
You got to hide it?
No, I'm joking. From her? Yeah. She's like a fucking bloodhound. She can sniff anything. Tiramisu? You hide tiramisu?
I love to eat. I love it. I eat all the time.
Who doesn't?
I have a problem.
Who doesn't?
I know.
Yeah.
I ate a bunch of crap the other day. I had 4 donuts and a Danish.
At the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, it's impressive.
Fuck.
I know.
Try for wing bowl.
I'm going to get fatter.
Now, can I point something out? Do you see how you just broke his balls right there?
Yeah.
Remember how months ago I was like really, really fat and all that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're in my shoes now.
I know.
Okay, so how does it feel?
It feels good.
No.
Not really.
No. That's not what I meant. I mean, like, you've been insulted.
Not really.
Not the way you were, though. She said it maliciously about
you. But when you tell a woman...
Shut the fuck up, I did not.
But when you tell a woman that she's fat...
She wouldn't have caught it if you didn't say anything.
Well, I know, but I had to throw you under the bus.
Fat girls aren't real people.
They're not?
What are we talking about then?
If I thought I was fat, it would probably hurt my feelings, but I don't think that I'm fat.
But see, I think all girls don't want to hear that, whether they are or they aren't. I don't think any girl wants to hear they're fat.
No.
Even if they're not fat, they don't want to be called fat.
I don't care.
What size? 5 times XL?
That's got to be towards me.
People have commented about my weight my whole entire life. I don't care. My weight has always fluctuated. If you said something about my face, I would have got mad.
Why? Are you uptight about your face?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What's wrong with your face?
Nothing.
Then what are you uptight about?
If somebody thought something was, that would make me mad.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so odd.
Right? Except I don't really like my nose.
So well, what's wrong with it? Let's see.
I think it's too big. I think I have a big nose. I don't think you have a big nose.
Let's see the profile. No.
Yeah.
I think I have
you don't
big
have a
nose.
Big Jew honker.
I feel like it's like bulbous.
No, it's not.
I don't know. In
you think you have a black person's nose?
Kind of.
That Ryan Howard
you
nose.
You have Ryan Howard nose?
It's not that bad. No.
Snort a basketball.
In pictures, it looks big sometimes.
We'll put, you know, 10 pounds on you, too.
What does that mean?
I'm just saying. Pictures make things look a little different.
Do they make your nose look fatter?
Maybe. I don't know. Let's see a picture of you.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't see it.
Yeah, I don't see that.
That's it. And if somebody said something about my hair, it would bother me too.
Oh, your hair looks greasy as fuck. No,
but that's it. Not my weight.
You got some
care.
Split ends on there too. You got to take care of.
You are out of your damn
VO5 hot oil. That shit.
Once a split end is broken, it can never be.
Faggot.
VO5 hot
oil. I remember that.
It
I remember
still
that.
Yeah,
the commercial.
Yeah,
yeah.
It still exists.
They dropped that little thing in the hot water.
Do you know how
it's good,
much
man.
That? It's not good. It's terrible for your hair. It weighs
oh,
it
shit.
Down.
You see this shit? That's why my hair is so nice.
So why does your facial hair look like pubic hair?
VO5 hot oil does not do anything.
Looks like an old guy just fucking scissored you. Like scissored your face.
Maybe because he did.
I can put a little glue around his face. Go ahead.
Here I come.
Got a 70s bush left right in his face. I'm jealous, man. I wish I could grow my beard back, man. I miss it. Nope. I miss it.
Don't be jealous.
Why?
Oh, dude, I loved it.
Well,
it hides a lot of the fat.
Why don't you grow it back?
I can't.
Why?
I'm not allowed to have it at my work.
You work for Disney? You can't have a fucking...
Yeah, I work for Disney.
I mean, you can't work... Seriously.
Fuck off, everybody!
I never heard that. You know, you're kind
that's
of in a...
policy.
Really?
You can only have a mustache.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You can't have a goatee?
Nope.
Why?
Shit.
Is it satanic?
No, it's just been company policy since the company started, and they just... No one's changed it yet.
All right, New Testament.
Yeah, no shit. Life. We've been fucking protesting about it
especially
since...
Especially if they're not going to give you...
Especially. Not especially.
Especially.
Yeah, fucking, I'm going to ask you something.
Especially.
When is you going to speak English in this mother?
When they don't give you heat, you need a blanket for your face.
It's not that they don't give me heat. The truck I drove didn't have heat.
They should fix it.
Yeah, they're supposed to, but, you know, they don't always get around to it.
Well, then you just don't get around to shaving.
Yeah, I'm not getting docked money
fuck
for that.
Fuck the man.
You fuck the man. Do I
damn.
Look like a faggot?
Damn the man.
So suck a dick.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not. I believe me. I'll go a couple days without shaving, but it, you know, like
does your supervisor like be
like on a Saturday? I can get away with it. I can get away with a 5 o'clock shadow because there's no one there. It's just you know, just the drivers pretty much. But like during the week. Pfft, no way. Seems like the beginning of the week, everyone's like clean shaven. And then you notice like people, you know, start to let go by the end of the week. Like no one's really, everyone just wants to get out of work.
Yeah.
No one's giving a shit. But, you know, I don't fuck around with that because they really do. They're sticklers.
They
man.
Dock your pay?
Well, they can send you home.
They can send you home.
Oh.
They can send you home and you don't work and you don't make money and then you're fucked. So I'll pass.
Shit.
Yep. I
would
fucking shave at that point.
Although, yeah. I like I said earlier, for next New Year's Eve, if they won't let me have off, I'm coming in with a full fucking beard. Send me home. Yeah, it does. It blows. It really blows. That's why I had that mustache for a while.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I got sick of it because it was just annoying. It's annoying without the rest of it.
Yeah, it doesn't look great.
It starts to grow into your mouth. It's really nasty.
Like you're brushing it when you're brushing your teeth.
No, like it literally was covering my whole front lip. It was going
does
in my
mouth.
Does
it curl in?
Yes.
Ew.
Like I could sit there and be like.
Why didn't you just.
Yeah, why didn't you.
Send a message to Mars.
So why did I Morse code it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good idea. I wish I had you around her.
Send a message to the troops on the front line.
Yeah, you know, no, to the lunar inn.
I read a thing today that it was colder here than it is on Mars.
I don't believe that for one second. I heard it's like minus 400 up there.
Mars is.
I don't know.
No, that's bullshit.
Maybe it was a joke.
I think it was a joke. It's like, you know, colder than a witch's titty type thing, you know? Just saying.
I mean, it's colder here than Alaska right now, that's for sure. But.
It's weird.
You know, they had fucking wind chill advisories in Florida.
Yeah.
That's how bad it is on the East Coast.
Yep.
Hopefully this year the ball drops for you. Dude, I swear to God, it's amazing. You're almost 40 and you still have that. When's it going to happen?
I guess never.
You have a child. I mean, you just, you know, what happened?
I'm pretty good with one ball. Pretty functional.
Even this kid's like, speak like a man. You
talk like a man.
You can act like a man.
I know, like, you copy Missy.
Yeah.
I wish I could talk like that.
I don't talk like that.
No, you don't.
To us, you do. That's what we hear.
No.
Yeah.
I don't sound like that.
Yes.
I feel like I sound like a girl, though. You guys make me sound
like
I'm a man.
You sound like an old woman. Like Kathleen Turner.
I don't think that's true.
Okay.
Figure.
I wonder what you're going to sound like when you're an old woman. Probably Darth Vader.
I'm going to sound awesome.
You think so?
Yeah, man.
I hope I'm around to hear that. Probably won't be, but I hope I am. We'll do a podcast when you're 70.
I will be dead by then.
You will be?
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, then we'll still do a podcast when you're supposed to be 70.
Overdose?
No. I don't even do any drugs anymore, really.
Really? Really?
Oh, really?
I find that hard to believe, really.
It's a summertime thing.
Oh, is it? Drugs are summer? Summer.
So you'll die in the summertime?
Yeah, yeah. OD in the summer.
No. I'm smart.
All right.
Don't talk crazy. Let's stop. I didn't realize it. So, like, you know how people ski in the winter?
Mm-hmm.
So she does drugs in the summer, that kind of thing. Fuck water sports. I'm doing a lot of coke off a toilet seat.
I regretted that.
But you'll do something to top it, I think, in the future. Boy. Yeah. You're a loose cannon.
I am.
I kind of understand what she means by drugs are. So you go out more in the summertime. The more you go out, the more likely you're going to do drugs. Where in the wintertime, you're home. You might be home 5 or 6 nights a week.
Yeah, it sucks.
There's no point in snorting coke if you're sitting at home by yourself.
So you're snorting coke now when you go out a lot?
Me? No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know why you would say that.
I'm talking about her.
Oh, her. In the circle.
No, I understand what she means by drugs are a summer thing. Because you go out more.
Right. But it doesn't mean you have to be a crack whore.
I'm not a crack whore. <I'm just kidding. laughs>
So what's your addiction in the wintertime?
Pussy.
No.
No, it's boring.
Is it?
Yeah.
You have nothing to take place of the drugs?
I do, but it's boring. It's not.
Why is it boring?
I read.
I ask you a question. So what?
You
read. Now I tell you that's boring. But you still tell us.
I literally just bought 7 books off of Barnes & Noble today.
7 books?
7 books.
Wow. You should get a Kindle. Mm-hmm. You don't want one, huh? Mm-hmm. You can store so many books on those things, man.
I like collecting them.
Plus, you can use the new ones now. They're like a tablet. It's a tablet, basically. You do everything a tablet does, plus you can read books on it.
I don't know. I like everything around.
You like the feel of a book?
I like the feel of the book. Like, I always have a book on me. Like, I wouldn't want to have to always worry.
You have a book on you right now? Do you really? What do you got?
She's got 2 right there. Dr. Seuss.
No, she's literally talking about in her bag.
The portrait or the picture of Dorian Gray. By Oscar Wilde.
Dorian Gray. That's cool.
Yeah. I always have a book of
That's cool. That's a cool story.
I have two books in my car.
Whoa, you guys! So you got security books.
I have a problem. Yeah, I read a lot. I read a lot.
Just backups, just in case shit goes wrong. You never know.
I have an addictive personality. The summer or the winter is so fucking boring. If I don't do something, I'll go insane.
You play like video games.
I get bored.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. And books, like,
I just play that new Call of Duty, man. That's pretty fucking cool.
I heard
cool.
that was good.
It is different. It's cool.
Yeah, I was watching my
Kevin Spacey, man. It's awesome.
He looks just like him.
It's him. Yeah. I mean, it does look like him, but it's fucking great. He's such a dick in this game.
Yeah, I don't like video games like that.
No.
I never really got into them. When, like, 007 came out for, like, what, Super Nintendo or something?
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, like, 99 or 98 or something like that. Right. I played that a lot, but only when I was on acid.
Alrighty.
So it makes me dizzy now, kind of, still. I play Piano Tiles. I'm playing Trivia.
Yeah, you've been
crack.
Talking about that all fucking day, and nobody gives a shit.
Well, I'm saying what I do. It's boring. It's all boring. I'm very boring in the winter. It sucks. It is what it is.
You're like a bear. You hibernate.
Mm-hmm.
And then
I do hibernate. I've been doing yoga. I don't like
really?
It. Really? Yeah, I don't like it.
You don't like it, huh? Mm-hmm.
No, I need something faster. It's so slow.
I gotcha. Yeah. What don't you like about it besides the speed? Like, is there something else you don't like about it?
I'll tell you what I like about it.
Okay.
I only like the fact that it stretches out my muscles and stuff. That's it. I like nothing
Chris fill
else.
In the blank.
I knew what you were going with that.
So she likes getting stretched out.
That's it. That's the only thing I like about it. Everything else is stupid.
Okay.
And I've been meditating.
How's that going?
Good.
Yeah. Is that a hard process?
No.
My girlfriend drank the fucking Kool-Aid on Reiki.
Oh.
So.
That's like.
She Reiki'd me this weekend. And.
Did you like it?
Is that like transferring her energy to your energy type deal?
Those fucking stupid rocks.
Yeah.
Her sister's into that bullshit.
Did it work?
So for Christmas, my girlfriend got her sister a Reiki class. She went with her. So now they're both certified, even though her sister's already like a Theta 7 or whatever.
Master Reiki.
Oh, that was me.
Fabio.
It was the Theta 7s.
Hey, you still
got the fucking the ghost of Theta 7.
Your big ass fucking hoof.
I'm surprised you didn't crush the surge protector.
It's a surge protector. It's not crush proof.
Jesus.
Sorry about that.
You were stretching
I
out.
Can't stretch my shit out. Everyone else can stretch their shit out. Fuck bullshit. Anyway.
So what exactly is Reiki?
It's an energy thing.
It's bullshit.
It's yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, wait, so I gotta tell you something. She has she calls it a pendulum. Basically it looks like a necklace with a stone at the end of it.
Right.
And you ask it questions and if it moves now you have to hold it. So I was like, no, you can't hold it because you have no choice. It's involuntary movement the whole time. As long as blood is pumping through your veins, you're always gonna shake a little bit. You're never going to be completely still.
Of course not.
Right.
I don't care if you're a fucking the best surgeon in the world.
Yeah, but that's probably not the point.
No, it is the point. She doesn't – that's not the point for her. It's the point for me. I'm a realist. I said put it on a stationary object that doesn't move. Ask it questions. If it moves, I'm in. I buy it.
No, you can't because the energy isn't being moved.
Well, then hook it up to a fucking lamp that's on. There's energy going through that.
That's a good point.
Thank you. So,
yeah.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life.
So, look. So, she's going like this. I'm using my keys she's like, I don't know. She'll ask a question.
Why don't you hold your own pendulum?
No, she has to do it because she's doing the thing on me.
Okay.
Okay, like I'm laying down. She's got the rocks all over me, right? The stones.
Boulders.
and she'll say something, right? And I'm looking at her hand, right? And she'll ask a question, and all of a sudden I see her hand go like this. And I'm like, you're moving it. She's like, no, I'm not. And I was like, yes, you are. So then I sat there with my phone, and I video recorded her hand. Okay. And she asked a question, and it started moving. I started laughing. And she's like, all right, I saw it move this time. I'm like, this is bullshit.
Yeah.
So each stone does a certain thing. Like one goes for your head for like, you know,
to bash your skull.
Yeah. One's for like whatever memory, and the other one's for your heart.
What do the stones do?
They're supposed to transfer some fucking energy. So she puts one like right by my leg, like right near my cock. Right. I'm not bullshitting you, and I don't believe in any of this shit still. But I'm not bullshitting you. The moment this little session she did was over, I couldn't stop farting or shitting for the next 24 hours. And I hadn't even eaten anything yet that day because it was Sunday morning. And I was shitting up until Monday afternoon. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with me?
Put some voodoo hex on you.
I swear to God, I was like,
she did it wrong.
If I was crazy, I'd almost think she cast a spell on my bowels. Because I'm like, why am I farting all the time? I'm shitting and... like nonstop shitting, I couldn't stop, and I'm like, I didn't eat anything yet. Like, what the fuck?
She used
the
Gary, yeah, she used the for a while.
The wrong stone.
Gary.
So I told her the next time I'm over her house, she's got to do it again because now I have to see if it happens again.
Yeah, sure.
Because if it happens again, then
it's
voodoo.
Bullshit.
It's voodoo.
I have questions.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I may have answers.
The stones. Why are they
kidney stone. What the fuck?
Do the stones trap your energy? Do they expel your energy?
No.
Do they put energy
I think they
into?
Transfer energy into your body.
Where were the stones before that? Where are they housed?
Energy factor.
In an energy scrotum.
Did she use these?
She has a little fucking knapsack with the rocks in.
But do these stones be used on other people too? Are they only used
she
on
didn't,
you?
Yeah, they're not. It's not that she was unsanitary. She didn't shove it in my ass. They go on your, like, you know, you don't have to be naked to do it. You can put it on your clothing. It's still.
I know.
Okay, so.
Oh,
yeah,
so
she could use them on anybody.
Through clothing. I didn't know that. That's good.
Yeah, you know, kind of like the light in the eyes. If you shut the eye, the light doesn't come. Yeah,
well, you have to have the right stone, though, Chris. Mm-hmm. You have the right stone.
Right. So go ahead.
Exactly. You have to be stoned.
So.
I did it for shits and giggles. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. Because
yeah,
I knew I was going to have fun with it. You
what
know
questions
what I mean?
Did she ask?
I don't remember. Just like, no, she asked the pendulum. Like, you know, am I going to be able to transfer positive energy? And I'm like, hell no. You know, because I'm not a positive person. I'm negative.
Can I make him skinny?
But what makes these stones positive?
Can I make
stones?
His dick bigger? Say what?
See, what makes these stones positive stones? How do you know that they're
positive? Well, like according to the I don't know what you call it, the science of it, I guess.
Okay.
The quartz. Remember when the ghost girl was in here?
Yeah.
I forgot her name. What was her name? Kim.
Kim. Kim's pizza.
Yeah. She was saying that quartz naturally gives off certain like waves or something,
right.
Like energy waves.
Right.
Which is true. It's you know, the
absolutely.
Rock is certain rocks do that.
I agree.
So that's kind of – now, they're not all quartz. Some of them are different. Maybe they're different styles of quartz, but they're like all different. And they all have specific names and specific functions.
Okay.
This is general what I know. I don't know any specifics. And each one transfers a specific energy, I believe. I could be wrong. You can look it up and you'll find out all you need to know. But it's basically – that's all it is. It's like people actually pay for this service.
Okay.
Like for instance, if you go to a spa, some spas will have a woman there who's certified in Reiki, and they'll do it to you, like, you know, after you get your nails done or your facial or a body massage, they'll actually do it.
What?
Facial.
I want to go to that spa.
So you think about doing it?
I think
you'd be totally into it.
See, this
that's
is
so
right
up.
On.
That is
it's
right
so
up,
up your ass. I mean, Allie.
This is the thing that confuses me about it, I guess. Mm-hmm. I don't want somebody putting energy like stones.
Oh, you had to turn this into stupid, didn't you?
Well, never mind then.
No, go ahead.
I have a serious thought about it.
Okay.
When I would consult the Book of Changes or the Tai Chi or whatever, that you're given these like
what the fuck? What just happened? Did I miss
out?
Like 10 minutes of this?
You just stroke out. I was like,
I'm trying to explain to you why
the Book of Changes. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's
when I discuss it with the Book of Mormon,
it's the I Chi.
Book of Moron.
It's the I Chi. But you use.
The
I'm clearing that up.
What's I Chi?
I'm sorry, I'm the idiot.
Is that that furniture store from Sweden?
Oh, man.
I Chi.
I Chi The iTunes.
iTunes. God bless you.
It's Edith Buck.
Archie.
Yeah, Jesus, Edith.
Holy shit.
Jesus, Edith.
Archie.
What is Archie?
I ching.
I ching.
I ching.
I chink. I chink.
Eugene.
It's
a new iPhone. I chink.
Is that the Asian Tarzan? Eugene, I chink.
It's a book of changes. It's a book that you consult when you...
You consult a book.
Yes.
Okay.
When you... when you feel lost. It's supposed to help.
So a map.
I thought it was GPS.
That's GP, not IG.
GPS. Oh my god.
Okay, so you consult the book of IG.
Anyway, you're given the
IG.
You buy.
God.
You buy these, huh?
What the fuck just happened?
He bit his hand.
Exactly
what it was.
Just stroked out on the air.
Oh shit.
Oh my god.
Holy crap.
I can't breathe.
Oh man.
I don't think oh,
hey.
Oh god. Okay.
Man.
So
when you when you discuss it with the book,
you buy these like
just to change pace, I guess. I don't know.
You buy these like rune type things, and you choose three of them to keep for yourself.
Choose what?
They're like rune type.
What's
things.
A rune?
A rune is like a stone.
What am a rune?
Like a rune's like a stone that has
energy.
Now runes are like more of an evil thing.
An evil rune. Right.
Okay. Let me rephrase it in a better way. It's like a coin.
An evil coin?
Oh, my God. So it's like a coin, but you can't, like, buy stuff with it. It's just shaped like a coin. And it has, like, Chinese writing on it and stuff.
Okay.
And you keep them, and they're yours. They're your
runes
or whatever.
It's my runes. My chili freedom.
And it keeps your energy in them. That's why you don't
evil
share
energy.
It's like an Inception. You know, they all had their different
yeah, I know,
token
little,
thing.
Yeah,
or whatever.
Like the one dude had the Mazel Tov top or whatever.
Yeah, a dreidel.
Dreidel. That's it. Sorry, I had a missy moment there.
So, and then. You put your own energy into the
rune.
Objects. Yes, the rune.
I'm just going to keep calling it that. That's what you called it.
And then I have tarot cards. And before
evil tarot cards?
And the tarot cards, before I could even use them, I didn't make sure that they absorbed my energy.
And how do you do that? You rub them on your titties or something?
No, I wrapped them in something that was
your panties.
Important. No, that was important.
Your bra.
Me.
She wanted to transfer energy, not disintegrate.
Her bra
oh
is important.
God.
Keeps her from her back going out.
Keeps her from kicking her tits.
So that could also absorb my energy.
Okay.
This thing seems like I would be getting other people's energy involved.
No, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't absorb people's energy.
It
transfers.
Just expels it.
No, it transfers each stone is a specific type of energy, I think. And what it does is it transfers that energy into you.
Okay.
So it's not taking anything back.
But do,
it's not taking like stupid energy from you and giving it to somebody else and making them dumb.
But don't quartz...
That's just the pendulum. Not all of them. They're all different types of stones. They have different purposes.
But don't stones in general absorb energy?
Chemically, possibly. I don't fucking know. I mean, it's not... We're talking about two different types of energy.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm talking about the hypothetical, I don't believe in it energy. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
Now, if you're talking about, you know, if the earth moves or if heat is added to it, then yeah, it's absorbing hot energy, like literally. But... I'm talking about like the force type of energy right. that doesn't exist.
Right. You're talking about bullshit.
Right.
Not scientific right. stuff.
Yeah. Right. I'm talking about the bullshit as well.
Yeah. Right. So here's the funny part about all that. So after it was all said and done, besides me shitting my brains out for 2 days, her sister goes like this. She's like, so how did your Reiki session go? I was like, oh, it was wonderful. Like I was being sarcastic. And she said that she asked my girl, she's like, how did he do? He's like, well, you know, besides laughing the whole time and calling me out for moving my arm and stuff like that. And she's like, her sister answers with, now, I don't remember what the name she used, like what it's named, but she's like, didn't I tell you so-and-so said this? Like, I'll just say, let's call him Ukrainian.
Okay.
Okay. Didn't I tell you Ukrainian would say that? So I'm like, who the fuck is Ukraine? It's the name of her actual pendulum. It has like a name, like a
name.
Yeah, okay. like a name, like if you call your car the Silver Bullet,
right?
You know, it's like that. It's like basically you have to name your pendulum. So when I heard that, it blew my mind exploded. Kind of similar to how I'm when I'm here. I was like, what? Yeah, I was just like, huh?
Why is your girlfriend a name? Her pendulum.
Frank Rizzo.
Oh my god!
I love it.
This is Kirsten.
That's the best name ever. Oh my god, that was so funny. I don't remember. That's what I'm saying. I don't remember what she referred to it as, and I couldn't even try to remember, even if I asked 100 more times, because it was a name that it was just nothing I've ever heard before.
Wow, so it's like a fancy name.
Yeah, it's like a made up fantasy name. Like it's weird. It's
okay.
You know, so I'm just like, what? Huh? yeah. I was blown away by it. I was like, wow. I'm like, wow. This is like a level of crazy I don't even want to ever get into.
It's spiritual.
Well, that's the thing. That's what people believe. It's like some sort of spiritual. Right, that's what I'm saying, you know, and of course I'm the minority in that location, but like, here's my thing, like, what's wrong with me saying, like, everyone calls me cynical, yeah. Or like, you know, you don't believe anything, or you're skeptic, or you're, you know, conspiracy theorist. What about just being realistic? Like, I'm saying I'm realistic in a sense, like, just show me real proof. Don't fucking show me a magic trick and tell me something really left.
Spiritual things, there is no
But some of these things are, a lot of these things are left to interpretation. Absolutely. It's kind of like Kim the Ghost Girl.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that. I don't mean to be offensive, but.
It's funny.
Yeah. But
why wouldn't, that's not a bad way to go Fred aware. It's
No, I know. But
I mean, if you said her full name, people would be like, who the fuck are you talking
well,
about?
Well, yeah, no, but the ghost enthusiast, the supernatural enthusiast. No, like that same thing. She said it's like really open to interpretation. Yeah. Like some people feel things, some people, you know, and I think it's bullshit. We all think it's bullshit. Well, not you, but.
No, I'm good.
Right. But I mean, it's just. I don't know. I feel the same way with that, too. It's like, I need to see proof. What's wrong with wanting hard evidence? Like, why?
Nothing.
Right.
Nothing.
Like, that's how you get people to really believe it. Like, same thing with religions. Not all people believe religions because they don't believe it's real.
Right.
It's just a story, you know, and you want to follow that story. Okay. But
well, that's one of the things with spirituality is that you don't force it upon other people. So if you don't believe
tell
it,
that
you
to
just
the fucking Jehovah's Witnesses. Those cocksuckers are everywhere.
So if you don't want to believe it, don't believe it. You don't have to. It's not going to offend your girlfriend.
No, I know that. She's not, she doesn't take it that way. Like, she knows that I don't believe in that shit. I just, you know, I was just like, why are you buying into this? And
is
her
she Catholic or anything?
Yeah, they're automatically Reiki people. No, her reasoning is she works at a spa.
Okay.
So for her to get licensed in this, she can make more money.
Oh, fucking A.
So she's like, you know, I can make more money doing this. And I was like, oh, well, that's in that case. And, you know,
fucking A, do it.
I'll bring my lightsaber. We'll make it a party. You know, it just, you know, but she's trying to take it serious. Like, she's taking it seriously. She believes in the energy and stuff. And I'm like, I got to separate the two of them, you know, because I think her sister's bleeding into her brain, you know, with because her sister's like all about the, you know, some people are hardcore into that shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Her sister's hardcore into the spiritual stones and shit like that. And I'm just like, I want my girlfriend back. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know who this fucking Jedi is that I'm with now, but it's kind of weird. It's like, you know,
it'll piss.
She's doing like research online with, you
well,
know,
not if trying she's to, trying to.
Well, if it's going to be part of her job.
When it, once know. She becomes good at it, she's not going to talk about it as much as what I mean.
True.
You know? Know it's the only that. Reason it's so new. That's why.
I don't know. If she becomes a Theta 4.
Yeah, it could be trouble for you.
I know.
Reiki.
I think most people who perform bullshit services are aware that they're full of shit. Like, people...
See, I don't think so. I think there's a lot of gullible people out there.
No. I mean, the people performing it.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're just as gullible as the people that are buying it, paying for it.
Yeah, I think a lot of them
because are. A lot of these gullible. People... I think there's a lot of people as well that know this shit's bullshit. But, like, I think a lot of them believe in what they're doing. Like, that it actually helps. That it actually does. Like, there's no scientific proof that Reiki can help you feel better. Can make you have more energy, that can, I guess, solve your sicknesses.
Fuck.
You know? There's no scientific
proof.
No,
there's not. It's fucking retarded.
But that's what I'm saying. They believe that spiritually it does help. Like, you ever see the movie Jim Carrey did as Andy Kaufman?
Yeah.
He was big into that. Mm-hmm. And they show in that movie where the guy's putting stones on him. Oh, we'll put an extra one here for, you know, increased white blood cells. Or I don't know what the fuck. I was like, what? Get the fuck out of here. That shit don't work. Yeah. And it doesn't. I mean, he died, right? It didn't fucking work. But... like, people believe that does help. And I'm like, that's such horseshit. Like, put a stone on me and say, like, you know, put one on my stomach and say, you know, this will help you lose weight. This is going to transfer energy to help you lose weight. If I start dropping pounds, first I'm going to get an AIDS test. And if it comes back clean, then I'm going to be like, all right, I might actually buy into this shit. Because I'm not doing anything different, but I'm losing weight. Like, what's up? You know, did this stone, this energy of the stone make my fucking metabolism jump through the roof? Then... wow, this is great. Right. You know, you just found the secret to thousands and thousands of years of what people have been looking for, you know? But until that happens, why should I fucking waste my time believing in it?
Open your mind.
But why? What? Why? I got plenty of stuff in there. Why do I got to add more shit that means nothing? It's meaningless. Waste my time.
See, I
let her
still
do it on
understand.
Me because I'm her boyfriend. It's like, yeah, go ahead, do it. I'll, you know. And I told her, do it again. I want her to do it again because I'll see if that shit gave me the shits.
What exactly is it supposed to do?
Yeah, so, yeah, that's a
like, what
question.
Kind of questions do you ask the fucking...
No, that's just the start. I don't know.
You gotta,
I wasn't really...
What's the
I'll pay attention.
Of the Reiki?
You know what? I'm going to video record
energy,
the whole thing.
Energy, like
yeah.
Realign shit or something?
No, you have to read up on it.
Yeah.
It's got multi... like, it's a multifaceted thing.
Oh, so it doesn't work for a bunch of things.
Right, exactly, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds so stupid.
Yeah.
Well, it to me it is. To me it's very stupid. It's
start
like,
your own, rapey.
Oh my God.
Why not?
So, like, if I'm tired at work, instead of drinking coffee, I just put a rock on my stomach.
Go to go to your Reiki master.
Get the fuck out of here.
And they'll,
so okay. Stupid.
All right, here we go. Ready?
Put a stone on your stomach, yeah.
Okay, Reiki is a Japanese technique.
Oh, it's already bullshit.
Is a Japanese technique for stress reduction and relaxation that also promotes healing. Miss, are you getting this?
Yeah, I'm listening.
No, I know. I figured you'd want to hear this. It is administered by laying on hands. Oh, that's the other thing. you can actually choose to like touch people or not touch them, like hover your hands over them.
It's a good way to grab a titty.
And is based on the idea that an unseen life force energy flows through us and is what causes us to be alive. If one's life force energy is low, then we are more likely to get sick or feel stress. And if it is high, we are more capable of being happy and healthy.
Sounds kind of weird.
It's bullshit.
It sounds like fucking complete bullshit.
When was this established? Like, is it an ancient Chinese thing?
I would say it's ancient, yeah.
How long has it been in
the word era? Reiki is made up of two Japanese words. Ri, which means God's wisdom or the higher power, and Ki, which is life force energy. So Reiki is actually spiritually guided life force energy. Trying to see if there's some sort of background on this. Oh, yeah, here it is. People have been falling for this bullshit for thousands of years. Wow, this is like very, very
detailed.
Yeah, complex. Unfortunately, I still can't get to the origin of it. Yeah, I don't know. Like I said,
all bullshit.
Yeah, I mean that's.
I mean, I could see how it relieves stress if you actually believe in it. It's kind of like meditating. You're just like chilling out.
Cigarette.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, something to relax.
But cigarettes actually do help me relieve a little stress.
Absolutely.
You know, it does relieve a little stress.
Yeah.
If I'm having a real stressful day and I take 5 minutes and have a cigarette, I feel a little better.
But it's the taking of the 5 minutes that makes you feel better. Exactly. It's not like a cigarette has a healing power.
But it has a cancer power. No, it does have a healing power. There's chemicals in it that do help you relieve a little stress. For instance, if I'm driving around like a madman trying to get to my next delivery and I have only a certain amount of time, I'm driving like a maniac. Now, if I'm smoking a cigarette while I'm driving like a maniac, I'm not as uptight about it. I'm a little more calm about it. You know what I mean? So I'm getting those chemicals that, whatever they could be, rat poisoning, you know, whatever.
The nicotine, probably.
Not just the nicotine. What's in it? Carcinogen?
Arsenic?
Yeah. It's like
all healthy stuff.
It's basically what it's doing is it's I'm not as stressed because I'm slowly dying.
Yeah, it's, when like, I'm smoking. It's killing a little bit.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's so. Killing part of me. You know, there's a lot to kill apparently because I'm still here. But that's probably what it's doing. So it does help me a little bit. You know, like another thing too. When I have a headache, I smoke a cigarette and it's not as bad.
I smoke cigarettes sometimes and they give me headaches. And I won't smoke.
It's been a long. It's only if I smoked a lot and one night at a bar. You know what I mean? Like when you smoke like a whole pack at a bar in one night, that's when you get a headache.
Do you ever get nauseous out of nowhere from a cigarette too? Sometimes.
Once in a blue moon.
It happens. It's been happening to me a lot lately. Well, maybe and I won't smoke for like hours.
But that's good. I mean, take a break.
Yeah, I want to quit soon. So.
So.
Yeah, cigarettes have never healed me like that before.
Right.
Like, if I'm stressed out and I go outside and have a cigarette, just taking a break from what's stressing me out makes me feel better.
Right.
But, yeah, I've never had a headache, but let me smoke the cigarette so I feel better.
Yeah, I mean, I never used it as you know, headache medicine. I'll just have one, and then it'll be like, oh, wow, you know, the little pressure's taken off, you know, from the how, you know, I feel like a lot of pressure in my head, like, especially, like, in the front. So whatever it is, I don't know if it's migraine. I have no idea what it is. But whatever it is, after a cigarette, I'm like, okay. I'm like balancing a little bit. I'm like, all right, it's a little better. I'm not healed, but.
Well, it's slowing your blood flow down too.
Probably. So it's probably not, you know, like I said, it's slowly killing me.
It's slowly killing me.
So it's basically, you know, it's helping me.
But it's better than you getting stressed out and having a fucking heart attack or something.
Yeah, like if I'm stressed out, I'm not going to sit there and start sticking Reiki stones on my face when I'm dry. Like, this has got to work.
Just keep it in your pocket so you don't get stressed out. Yeah. Walk around all day with it.
Just rub your earlobes and say woosa.
Yeah, but anyway, I thought that was interesting. I wanted to share that because, you know, I thought it was a little odd.
I'm going to look into it.
You should. You should.
Please don't.
No, I think it's important for her to look into it.
Yeah, me too. Look into it.
Yeah, you might actually, you know.
She'll believe in it.
I don't know, man. I've been reading this book.
I don't know if she will, but at the same time, I don't know why she wouldn't either.
I'd love to see.
All right, let's get out of here, guys.
All right, guys, we're leaving. We'll be back next week, right?
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm sorry. That was a fucking commercial. I can't get the door to work.
All right, don't forget to go on riotcast.com/jerseyjerks and donate.
We done?
We're done.
All right.
See you next week. Bye, nigga.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.